This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we love to talk about home improvement, home maintenance, home renovation, home decorating. If you've got a project you'd like to take on, we'd love for you to reach out to us, and we will take it on together. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, could you use a better night's sleep? Well, it turns out that March is the best month to buy a mattress with discounts of up to 50%. But there are so many options, we're going to take some time to offer some tips on what you should be looking for.
First, jump on all the beds and roll around on them. I really feel like you have to test
those were the
out.
Old days. That was like the way pre-pandemic days. And now these companies will ship the mattresses to you and let you keep them for like 90 days. And if you don't like it, they'll tell you to throw it away or tell you to donate it, and they'll just give you your money back. So it's become super competitive, but it's great for the consumer.
I know, but yet you still see those commercials of that lady jumping onto the mattress, and they're like, try out this such and such. And you're like, yes, but it's not that way. Also ahead, everybody, spring is going to be here before you know it. And if you're looking forward to a lush green lawn, you better get dandelions under control before they happen. So we're going to share some tips on how to tackle those weeds for the entire season.
And as you look around your home, are you seeing some cracks, some holes, some nail pops in the walls that sort of take away from your otherwise well-maintained space? Well, we're going to share with you some tips on how to fix them yourself and how to fix them once so they don't come back again. It's one of those sort of groundhog projects that just comes back again and again and again. But we're going to show you how to do it once and be done with it.
All right. But first, guys, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you are doing the job yourself or you're hiring a pro or even you're just starting these projects out, we are ready to help you get those jobs done right.
So your first job is to reach out to us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Marlon, Louisiana is on the line and has a question about a porch. What's going on?
I have an old house built in 1910. It has about 22 columns on the porches, two-story. And my question is, if I want to take in part of my porch downstairs and screen it in or just take it in and make a sunroom, how can I do that with those huge columns in the way, because they are not a perfect shape and they're round and they have the big Corinthian beautiful caps on top. So how would I do that? Would I have to take the columns off and just box in the porch?
Marla, that is a huge project. I mean, Leslie, if she said she has 22 columns on that house now, I mean, columns like that, they're not designed to be boxed in. Plus, I'm sure those columns are probably holding up a good portion of the roof. So to even disassemble and move them, you would need to support what's behind it. And if you were to kind of square them off, I think it would ruin the architectural view of the house right now. So I think the best thing for you to do is to talk with an architect and have them redesign the front of the house to get closer to what you want to do. This style does not lend itself to modification. I think it would be kind of odd to have a screened-in porch sort of shoved into a space that is covered by all those columns. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, the columns definitely are part of what makes that house the architectural style. So by changing that, you're definitely modifying the look of the house. And what else do you have to do to sort of accommodate that new look so it doesn't seem like a mishmash of styles? So I think there's a lot to be done there. It's just a matter of sticking with an architectural style you like and making sure that's consistent. And to do so, you definitely need an architect to help you along the way.
Yeah, this is not an easy porch to enclose because you're completely changing the style of the house. So I think that's the best place for you to start.
We've got Lewis from Pennsylvania on the line who's looking to replace a relic. What's going on?
I was wondering about who makes the best reliable pilot-lighted gas water heater. I'd like to buy one of those. We had one years ago that was very good. It was a stainless steel with a stone lining. It lasted like 45 years or so, and I'd like to find something that would last a long time.
Wow, 45 years. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of a water heater that lasts 45 years, and I don't think you're going to find another one.
Maybe you shouldn't have it last 46 years.
Exactly. You mentioned a pilot light. I mean, frankly, the what you should be looking for today is a more efficient water heater that probably is going to have electric ignition. You don't necessarily need a pilot light anymore. And you're better off with electronic ignition because what's going to happen is that's going to heat up and light the burner when it needs to. With a standing pilot light, all these is going to get dirty and have to be clean and require more service. So if you want to use a tank water heater, I would look at the Rheem water heaters. Had very good success with those. You know, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, I got a sense as to which ones lasted and which ones didn't. And also, Rheem has a technology now that prevents leakage. If the water heater was ever to fail, it actually shuts the supply down valve down automatically. The other thing you should definitely be looking at is a tankless water heater. We put one in our house about almost a year ago now, and I've just been super happy with it. Constant supply of hot water, never run out. Ours is a combi, which means it does the house heating through the radiators and the domestic as well. But if you have a hot air system, you could just use a tankless water heater. And you'll find that those units are probably going to go a good 20 years, I think. So I think those are your two options for upgrading that old relic of a water heater that you got now.
And, you know, be so thankful that there hasn't been any issues all this time.
Yeah. 45 years. I don't think that machine owes them a cent.
This is the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us. Did you guys know that March is the best time to buy a mattress? There's a lot of discounts out there, and some of them are up to 50%. So we're going to share tips on what you should be looking for the best night's sleep you can get. So stick around.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas. delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you wrapping up a weekend project, or maybe you're just looking ahead to the next project that you're going to start? Well, whatever it is, every Monday and Thursday, you are going to find great DIY info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods. Now we've got Sarah on the line who's got a question about a structural issue at home. What's going on?
My husband and I are thinking about digging out some of our crawl space. So right now it's really shallow. It's more like a belly crawl space, and we're thinking about digging it down 3 or 4 feet. We have about 12 feet from the foundation wall to the center support wall, and there are no other supports that are in there at this time. So we're thinking about cutting into that center 4 feet and digging down about 4 or 5 feet, just so that working on items would be a little bit easier and getting around under the house would be a little simpler. But is there anything that we should be aware of, or is this something we should even attempt? I don't know. We just wanted your opinion.
Hey, Sarah, you know, digging out that crawl space like you're suggesting would be a really bad move, and here's why. You can't just take that dirt away, because the foundation is supported by that dirt right to the side of it, right? And that center wall going down the crawl space, that the foundation under those beams is being supported by the soil that's there. And if you take a big chunk of soil out from the middle of that, you could get some shifting where the dirt will sort of fill that in, especially if you had like weather or a leak or something of that nature, and it can actually undermine that foundation for the crawl space. Typically, if you have a house that's on a crawl space and you want to dig out a basement, you essentially have to create retaining walls inside of that perimeter. And that's called, in the business, a Yankee basement. I don't know why they call it a Yankee basement. It was really popular up in New England at one point. But typically, there will be an additional foundation wall that's built there for the sole purpose of holding that soil in place, because of that outside soil that's under that original crawl space depletes. You're going to have nothing holding up the house, and then you could get a major shift and a big structural problem. So don't do it. You want to scrape out a little bit of that soil so you can kind of wiggle in there to make a repair? Fine, but a really bad idea it would be to take out 4 feet or 4 or 5 feet deep of that all the way.
Heading over to Illinois, where we've got Keith on the line who wants to chat about the Money Pit. What's going on at yours?
I'm calling about what issues I must understand when I turn the water back on to a house in which the water has been turned off for a little over a year.
Okay.
And I'm assuming there might be some leakage due to washers not being moistened or whatever, but I don't know, so I'm asking for your instructions.
So that's a good question, and as a home inspector for over 20 years, I've seen a lot of things happen when it comes to, you know, reengaging the water supply in a house. So here's what I would suggest. First of all, it would be very helpful if you had a couple of people to help you with this. But what you want to do is turn the water. First of all, make sure all of the faucets are turned off in the house. And then turn the water on. And the first thing you should hear is really the water sort of recharge the pipes and fill up the pipes. And it shouldn't continue to run and run and run if all the faucets are off. It's going to run a little bit because the toilets are going to fill. But it should pretty much fill pretty quickly. Once that water is on, then you go fixture by fixture and you run those faucets and you flush the toilets and you look under cabinets to see if there's leakage from the drains and that sort of thing. And if you work it carefully and systematically across the whole house, you should figure this out pretty quickly whether or not you've got any serious leaks going on. If the water was drained when it was turned off, then we should not have any issues with pipes that froze and broke, but that's always an issue. But other than that, you should be able to turn it back on reliably and have it work. Yeah, you may have some faucets to fix or washers to fix or toilet flush or fill valves to change. But you just want to do it systematically. Turn every fixture off in the house, then open up the main and start looking, start listening, and start watching and see if you have any leaks. Anything serious, you turn it back off and then take it from there. Call a plumber. All right, Keith, good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, every month of the year has some kind of sale going on, but it turns out that March is the best month for you to go out and buy a new mattress. You can find discounts up to 50%. And let me tell you, if you haven't shopped for a mattress in a while, they are expensive. Like, when the heck did that happen? So here's what you should be looking for to get a good night's sleep.
Now, according to Good Housekeeping, there are three common types of mattresses. First, you have the inner spring, the foam, and then the adjustable. Now, there's no one sort of right material to choose, but in general, if you're a side sleeper, you need a softer mattress. If you sleep on your stomach, you need a firm one. And back sleepers fall somewhere in between.
Now, beyond the types of mattresses and firmness, you're going to need to think about a few other factors based on your needs. So, for example, if you prefer a firmer base, memory foam options have less spring, and they're going to offer you more pressure relief. Now, to determine the quality, you need to look at the density and the thickness of the foam, which is going to determine how deep you'll sink into that mattress. Now, if you happen to sleep on your side, you're going to want a surface that's going to support your body weight but also conform to your shape. And for that, inner springs may have more pressure relief than some foam or latex mattresses. But a soft foam mattress or one with built-in pressure relief points around the shoulders and the hips, those work really well for side sleepers, too. So you kind of have to think about, like, how do I sleep? Where do I need support? And then look at those solutions.
Now, if you can't decide what matters most, some savvy manufacturers actually make what they call a hybrid-style mattress, and that combines the buoyancy of an innerspring core with the motion isolation of memory foam. It's kind of a best-of-both-worlds option that can satisfy many partner disputes and sleeping styles, because that's where I would fall on this. Like, what if you and your partner have different sleeping styles? One's a stomach sleeper and one's a side sleeper and so on and so forth. Sounds like the hybrid might be the hot ticket.
All right, now we're going to head to New Orleans where we've got Brendan on the line who's dealing with a structural image or two at his brand new home. Well, new home for him, first-time homeowner. What's going on?
All right, so it's a raised house, kind of typical New Orleans construction, solid concrete piers, and we bought the house knowing that there was a noticeable sag in the middle. The home inspections, you know, didn't say that it was any other really untoward problems, and it was kind of factored into the cost. I've had a shoring company with a lot of experience in New Orleans come and basically shim it with cement planks and cement blocks, and they really brought up the middle about 3 inches, got it pretty level.
Wow.
The question I had was, they recommended getting a lot of sand underneath the house to prevent further erosion. You can see in the middle they had a plumbing issue years back that led to a big washout out of the center which caused the main sag.
To drop.
So now I'm wondering, a big drop. Now I'm wondering, should I get buckets and loads of sand under there? Is there issues and reasons why that would be a problem or not?
I don't understand why they're recommending that. That's not, your problem is not erosion. Your problem is settlement of the footing holding up that center pier. And yes, if you had a major leak there, that would weaken the soil under the pier and it can make the building move. It's encouraging that they were able to restore this home to level, and that the best of your knowledge, has it sunken any further since then, or has it remained pretty much where they left it?
It's pretty much where they left it. You know, it's only been a few weeks, so the people, you know, I'm kind of just waiting and seeing, but they've, you know, I feel like they're pretty reputable. I've gotten a lot of other companies to pretty basically say the same thing, that the piers were strong. They didn't need to be replaced, just sort of reshifted. Now, you can look at them and see, obviously, that they had moved. And I questioned with the sand or the dirt how to prevent it from moving in the future.
I mean, the best way to prevent it from moving from future is to make sure it – water's the enemy here. If you get a lot of water in there, you know, that's what's going to weaken the soil. It's just like this. I mean, if you think about it, if you're walking across a dirt field and it's a dry, sunny day, you may get some dust, but you don't sink into the dirt, right? But if it gets a really good rainstorm, you sink in.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Wet dirt doesn't hold your weight like dry dirt does. Same thing with a house. If it gets wet under the footing, it's going to shift. And if you had a major plumbing issue that forced a lot of water in there, that would make perfect sense. It would disturb the soil, and then over the next several years, it probably moved and sagged like that. I don't understand, though, why are they recommending the sand? The only other thing that you might do in a crawl space is you may put plastic sheeting over it, and the reason you do that across the soil floor or the sand floor that's there, the only reason you do that is to reduce the amount of moisture that will evaporate up from the ground and potentially get into your insulation, which makes the insulation a little more efficient. But in terms of adding more sand, I don't see what the reason is.
Yeah, I think more, if anything, you know, we get a lot of rain here. Sometimes we get very heavy rain. And I'm going to wait and see if it does look like it's washing out, maybe, but I would be more interested. It doesn't have gutters. This is a house from the 50s with gutters, and I thought it might be better to keep gutters.
Now, that's a good investment. Yeah, that's a good investment. If you don't have gutters, you know, all these problems are water management problems, you know, and by managing that water and getting away from the house. So, yeah, definitely put in gutters on all sides of the house and make sure that the downspouts – most gutter companies will drop those out about 6 inches or a foot. Make sure they're extended out a good 3 or 4 feet so you're moving that water away from the foundation. The less water that collects around the outside like that, the better off you're going to be. It's going to protect the foundation from shifting. You'll have less moisture and humidity inside that will get into the insulation.
Great. That's a reassuring nod of what I thought might be a good, better idea than sand.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. That's very exciting, your first house. And call us anytime you have a question.
Okay. Thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we are getting close to spring. You can taste it. You can smell it. You can feel the sunshine. You know it's about to happen. And so you're really starting to think about your lawn. How can you make it green and lush and beautiful? But, you know, it's not always the easiest thing to achieve. So we're going to share some tips to help you stop those weeds from destroying your lawn just in time for that beautiful spring look you are hoping for next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered Old Glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on as you look around your house? If there's a project you'd like to get done, give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com/ask, because we'd love to help you out.
Now we've got Rosalie on the line who's looking for ways to make her home more accessible. Tell us about it.
I'm looking to install an elevator in a two-story house.
You know, that's actually becoming very common, installing elevators in houses. It used to be something that was thought of as impossible, but now with advanced technology, it's entirely possible. It takes the same space as, say, a small coat closet. It operates, you know, you're not going to have five people in it. It operates designed for a single person or maybe a person and an aide. I would make sure it's big enough for a wheelchair because that could happen in your future. And you just got to block out the space for it. So the first question is, where do you want to put it? And, you know, do you have access to this first floor of the elevator without having to go up the landing of the elevator without having to go up any steps or make sure there's a ramp there? And then you need to carve out the space for it for the two stories or whatever, however number of stories you're going to have for this, and it can be installed. I actually helped my my cousin who had an elevator put in his house. He was impacted by a very severe hurricane in the Northeast and lost a good part of his house. And when he rebuilt, he planned in an elevator space. And the only issue we had was that it was basically accessible from ground level, and there was a small pit underneath of it for, you know, some of the controls and I guess the springs or the motors or whatever. And that pit used to fill with water. It was something that he hadn't thought about, but being on the shore, I guess that was something he probably should have, or at least his architect should have told him. So we designed a pump and found helped him install a pump and found one that fit perfectly underneath the elevator to keep that pit dry. But I'm telling you, it's a tried and true technology today, and there's no reason you can't do it.
All right, I hope that helps you out and gets you around the house a little bit easier. Spring is going to be here before you know it, and we all love a lush green lawn. But sometimes what's green isn't exactly grass, nor is it very lush. In fact, those weeds can destroy a lawn and remove any chance of turning your backyard into a perfect putting spot.
Yeah, that's right. But when you consider that just one dandelion plant, one plant, can make up to 15,000 weed seeds, it's a wonder that any of us can win the battle against these green invaders. So to help, we're going to share a few tips on how to rid both our lives and our lawns from weeds. And the first one is to know that the best way to control dandelions and other weeds in your yard is to grow a thick and vigorous lawn. Dense grass crowds out the weeds and also blocks the sunlight that their seeds need to germinate. However, it's not always the easiest thing to do because lawn weeds fall under three broad categories: unwanted grasses, grass-like plants that are called sedges, and broadleaf plants. And to get rid of them, you need to identify the type of weed and then target the specific type.
All right, so what exactly is the best solution? Well, no single herbicide or weeding technique or lawn care tactic is going to work against every single type of weed, and how you attack the weeds in your lawn really depends on what you have. Now, if you're looking for some non-pesticide options, a weed barrier is definitely a better solution. Another option is to get a covering on the ground that's going to compete with the weeds. And a thicker grass is going to crowd out those weeds because it's going to block the sunlight. So you kind of have to think creatively about how you attack these weeds when you don't want to go with pesticide.
Well, you got a little time right now to do your research and think through it. But what we're saying is that you got to do it soon, because if you don't get ahead of this before spring really starts to set in, you're going to be dealing with these dandelions for the whole season.
We've got Larry on the line who's given us a call back. We're continuing some help on a project. What's going on?
I called you a while back about a brand new house with major problems. Well, I took your advice, and I actually had hired an electrician and a contractor, a plumbing contractor. Then I got a home inspection, and all three agreed on the same things. Now we're going to court.
Oh, that's too bad. So this is a brand new house?
Yeah, we've been in it 4 months.
But it was built from scratch, huh?
Yeah, it was built from scratch, and just, we had to repaint the house top to bottom. That was the biggest thing, and there was just a lot of stuff. The furnace wasn't put in right. We've just fixed that. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of small stuff, but I'm getting too much pushback from the contractor, so I had to go the other direction.
Wow, that's terrible. Boy, a brand-new house like that, everything should be perfect, right? By the way, did you happen to talk to the local building officials about all these problems? Because, you know, a lot of this stuff that you're talking about may not have been in code.
The thing where I live in Vermont, there really isn't a lot of inspections, hardly at all. You had mentioned a warranty. We didn't have a warranty on the house. There was nothing ever mentioned, and I actually went to the bank, and whoever the mortgage suing the bank said, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Right. No, they can't. Nope. Exactly. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, Larry, and I'm glad we're able to give you some tips to get you moving in the right direction. You're just going to have to resign yourself to the fact that it's going to be a long process, but hopefully you'll get some satisfaction out of it. And I'm glad that you got to the bottom of it by bringing in the right professionals.
Yeah, I did use one of your products, though, and it works great.
Oh, yeah? Which one was that?
Well, I put in my, you know, we have a mailbox, and I use that foam where you dig the hole and pour the foam in.
You talking about Quikrete?
Yeah.
Yeah, Quikrete in the red bag? Yeah, you pour it in dry, and then you water the hole?
Yep, it works great.
I know, right?
Yeah, everybody thought I was crazy. I said, no, it works great.
That's a good trick. If you want to set a fence post or you want to set a basketball pole or anything like that, you can just dig the hole, brace it in place, pour the dry concrete around it, the Quikrete mix in the red bag, and then literally water the hole and walk away. And a few hours later, it's rock solid.
But I know, I just want to thank you for helping me point me in the right, because I had a look to find a certified inspector around here, you know. Yep. So I just want to say thanks.
Well, you're welcome, Larry, and good luck, and keep us posted.
Yep. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, you guys, are you tired of staring at walls full of cracks and dings or nail pops? While drywall repairs are a common headache for homeowners and can be easy to repair, we're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, we invite you to spend time with the Money Pit podcast. You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods. Now we're taking a call from Luann, who's dealing with a flooring issue. What's going on?
Well, I had a hallway carpet when I moved here, but my cat got sick.
Uh-oh.
And he started peeing, over the carpet.
Okay.
So I removed the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I washed the plywood floor, and then I painted it with kills.
Okay.
Which is supposed to kill the smell. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now my dog goes pee in one spot every night, and I'm going to have someone come in next week. They're putting down the, that plastic or whatever they put underneath, and I'm getting hardwood.
Okay. So you're kind of a glutton for punishment here. You keep improving the floors, and the pets keep ruining them on you. Here's what I would do. I would take up the old floor, and I would prime the subfloor again, just because this is the time to do that.
Okay.
I did it right the first time. I just think you should do it again, because this way, if there's anything left over from the pets, this will help to seal it in, and it won't be nearly as bad as if you didn't do it. So before that new floor goes down, I think it's a smart idea to prime the old floor again. I would use – Kills was a fine product. If you had a choice, I would use the oil-based or the solvent-based version of that, because it comes latex and it comes solvent-based. The solvent-based is a little tougher and gives you a better seal than the water-based.
Well, to be honest, it was the oil base. I didn't know it.
Well, you made the right decision.
It was winter, and I'm putting it on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you have a problem with a pet like that, is to prime that surface, because it does get saturated, and it's the best way to seal it in permanently. So good luck with that project, Luann, and maybe we need to do a little work training the pets, right?
Oh, well, thank you two so very much.
You're welcome. Well, drywall repairs are one of the most common types of home maintenance chores that we have to take on. But if you don't do them properly, you're going to be ending up doing them again and again and again. So we're going to share a few tips on how to get them done right.
Now, the three most common types of repairs needed are nail pops, holes, and cracks. And DIYers that take on these projects often find themselves doing them over and over and over again because the cracks or the holes keep coming back. Pros get them right the first time because they utilize some very key tricks. Now, first, let's talk about those nail pops. These result from a nail that has loosened and then started to back out of the drywall, but tapping back in that nail isn't going to be enough to prevent a repeat. Instead, pros are going to add an additional fastener on top of the loose one that's going to secure that first loose one in place, and then spackle and sand to make the entire repair virtually invisible.
Yeah, you just overlap the heads of the nails, and you're good to go. Now, repairing a wall or ceiling crack is definitely another tricky job. The best way to fix a wall or ceiling crack is to use a strong perforated drywall tape. This type has, like, large squares and almost looks like netting. And what you want to do is apply the tape first to bridge the gap across the crack, and then you're going to apply some spackle over that tape in multiple thin coats so it can be sanded, primed, and repainted. And I tell you, if you use too much of the spackle, you're much better off sanding in between those coats. Don't put too much on. We're all tempted to, but then it just makes a big stinking mess. So several thin coats, like maybe two or three thin coats, is all you should need.
Now, filling a hole in drywall, that for sure is a bigger job. For that, you're going to need scrap of drywall, a leftover piece of window screen, some joint compound, and a few common tools that you probably already have. And the best way to patch a large hole is to cut the hole to fit the patch and not the other way around, even if sometimes that means you have to make that hole bigger.
Now, for smaller holes, here's another trick. You can use a piece of window screening, and you can lay that right over the hole and then sort of spackle it in place. In either case, you'll apply, once again, two or three thin coats of spackle. And once it's all dry, then you can prime it and paint it. Don't skip the priming step, or you will definitely see the repair through the finished paint. So do it right, do it once, and you definitely won't have to do it again.
Fred in Missouri's on the line, and he's got a question about a door. What's going on at your money pit?
I call it a fake French door. It's got the two panes of glass in it, but only one side opens.
Okay.
I've got some wood in there that's kind of like little slivers of it, and they're starting to pull out and bow out. If that's something that's easily repairable, or would it be better off just go ahead and just replace the door with something newer, probably more with a PVC shell or aluminum shell?
So are you saying that the door is starting to decay? You're getting some rotted areas?
Yeah, it's down where the center is, where the door hinges at, on the outside. It's kind of like, it looks like they put it together in small pieces and just fitted them, cut them in finger grooves in them and then fitted them together.
Oh, yes, finger joint, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're starting to come apart and come out.
So actually, you don't have to replace that door. It is completely repairable. There are two products that will come in very handy. They're made by Abitron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N. The website is abitron.com. The first one is called Liquid Wood, and it's a deep penetrating wood consolidant that basically regenerates the structure of that wood and makes it very, very sturdy, especially if it's rotted or dried out. And then if you've actually lost wood in there, and because it is so decayed, it's sort of fallen away, then there's a product called Wood Epox. And that's really interesting stuff because it's two parts. You mix it together, and it hardens, and then you can work it like regular wood, which means you could stain it or you could paint it. So I think you could avoid a very expensive replacement of that entire door just by repairing it with those products from Abitron.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look that up and check him out.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Yep. Thank you. You guys take care.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, Liz wants to ditch her textured walls, so we're going to help her walk through the options when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Details.
Money Pit.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get the projects done around your house. If it's a do-it-yourself project, you are in the right place because that's what we do every day. We'd love to help you get those jobs done as well.
Liz wrote into Team Money Pit and says, my walls are stuccoed with some sort of joint compound to give them a texture and hide those imperfections. I went to go paint it, and the paint just started peeling off in huge chunks. I hate the texture. Is there any way to remove it and get back to a flat wall surface?
You know, of all the people we talked to over the years, Leslie, what do you think people hate the most? Is it a popcorn ceiling or is it a textured wall?
Mm.
I mean, those are on the list of the most disliked building features, don't you think?
Can we say that they're tied for first? I mean, they're both pretty terrible. But also, you have to understand that sometimes those textured walls are very indicative of an architectural style or a location in the United States that's just more common to have those stuccoed walls. And they're not always offensive to everybody. They're kind of architecturally correct, you know?
I have to go with the popcorn, though, because that's just a lot harder to get rid of, and it tends to trap dirt, and it's harder to paint. But anyway, so look, you want to get rid of this stuff. It sounds like you already have a situation where it's loose, and so I would continue to try to remove as much of the loose textured surface as you can. It might be that the seam between the texture material and the paint has failed, and that's the case. You may be able just to remove that. If you can get it all off and you could lightly sand and it's reasonably flat, it would be critical that you do a good job priming this. And I would use a solvent-based primer on this. It's going to give you good adhesion and it'll stick well to whatever old surface is left behind. And then on top of that, I would use a flat, and only a flat. Don't use eggshell or any other paint finish. A flat finish paint, because if you use anything that's got the least bit of sheen to it, it's going to show, because every time the light hits it, whether it's sunlight or a lamp or a ceiling fixture, it's going to show the imperfections in that wall. And if you can't get rid of it, if it's on there so tight in spots you can't get rid of it, the only two options are really to retexture it, or you could drywall on top of it, start again. You could use a thin drywall, like a 3/8-inch drywall, and put it on top of the old walls and start clean. That's pretty much where you're at. So I hope that helps you out and that it's easier than that. But now you know the full scope of possibilities.
All right, now we've got one here from Deanna who says, I own an older two-story home in the country that needs a lot of work. I have major leaks on the side roof and minor leaks on the top roof. Is it worth it to try and get a new roof, then repair the ceilings and floors that are ruined by the leaks? Well, geez, I wouldn't do that first before you replace what's causing the leaks.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you may not need a new roof. I mean, very often you'll get leaks in a roof that are not caused by a failure of the shingle. It could be a failure of the assembly. It could be that you have a problem with the flashing, or like there's space where maybe just some shingles cracked or something like that. I want to know what's causing these leaks, and I would try to make the repair if I needed to stretch my budget out a little bit. But if you can stretch your budget and you have to do one thing, then obviously you have to start by keeping water out of the house with that new roof, because if you let the water get in, a whole bunch of other bad things can happen. You can get decay, you can get mold, you can get termites and so on, and you really don't want to put any money into fixing up the inside while the roof is still leaking. So that's where you start. But just because it's leaking doesn't mean you need a new roof. I would get an honest contractor to take a look at it for you and figure out exactly why it's leaking, what's happened to the roof assembly, and see if that can be fixed to buy you some time.
Yeah, and Deanna, even if you start to make those repairs that are shoring up those leaks before you replace a new roof, like, make sure it's really not leaking before you go and repair that ceiling and repair the floor, because sometimes a weird wind-driven rain can bring that water right back in.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for spending this part of your weekend with us. If you've got a question about a project you'd like to do, remember, you can reach us 24/7 at moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump keeps on rolling toward the GOP presidential nomination, picking up wins today in the Republican caucuses in Idaho and Missouri, and capturing all 39 delegates at the Michigan Party Convention.
Over the past few weeks, we've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
Meanwhile, Nikki Haley says she's raised $12 million in February, a haul likely to allow her to remain in the race past next week's Super Tuesday, although she is still looking for her first primary win. Meanwhile, on Saturday, she slammed Mr. Trump and President Biden both for not focusing on voters' issues.
No one is talking about the debt. No one's talking about how tough things are out there. You feel it. Your paycheck doesn't go as far. Your grocery bill is a whole lot higher. So are your utility bills.
Israel reportedly has essentially endorsed the framework of proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, and it's now up to Hamas to agree to it. Mediators are expected to receive a response from Hamas during the talks set to resume tomorrow in Cairo. US C-130s dropping food and aid pallets over southwest Gaza along the Mediterranean coast. And forecasters say warm temperatures, strong winds, and low humidity over the weekend will allow Texas panhandle fires to grow and spread quickly. Governor Greg Abbott says firefighters have been extraordinary in their battles lately.
The largest fire in the history of the state of Texas cut a path so large that it exceeds the size of some states in our country. And it would have been far worse and far more damaging, not just to property, but also to people, but for those firefighters.
Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
You'll know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Asia's richest man is celebrating his son's upcoming wedding with a star-studded party.
Tycoons, heads of states, and Hollywood and Bollywood stars will soon descend on the small western Indian city of Jamnagar. This is where billionaire industrialist Mukesh Ambani is holding a lavish pre-wedding celebration for his youngest son, who's getting married in July. Ambani is currently the world's 10th richest man with a net worth of $115 billion, according to Forbes. He heads Reliance Industries, a massive conglomerate within petrochemicals, oil and gas, and retail. Ambani's critics say his company has flourished because of political connections. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A UN commission's warning mass violence and gross human rights violations in South Sudan continue unabated ahead of a landmark elections that are due to take place in December, saying the already dire humanitarian situation in the country will deteriorate further. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's a city in New Jersey that hasn't had a traffic death in 7 years.
Officials in Hoboken, New Jersey, credit their decision to take away some street parking, a change that increases visibility for motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians. The city of nearly 60,000 people just across the Hudson River from Manhattan has become a model. Sweden originated similar changes more than a quarter century ago, and numerous cities, states, and nations have since adopted the approach. I'm Julie Walker.
Good news if you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle. Price increases for cars and trucks are slowing and in some cases falling, giving frustrated Americans more hope of finding an affordable vehicle. The number of vehicles on dealer lots have increased over the years of several shortages, suggesting this year will be the most affordable in the past five to be able to buy a new car or truck. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you guys are having a great weekend. If you are thinking about taking on a home improvement project or you're in the middle of one, well, we would love to help. You can reach out to us with your questions. We're here to inspire you, to educate you, to give you some tips. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, make sure you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer. You know, get it done right the first time so you can get on to enjoying your space. You can reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT, that's 888-666-3974, or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, Consumer Reports is out with their list of the best and the worst laundry detergents. We're going to share which detergents do the best job removing stains and which are barely better than water when it comes to getting rid of all of that gross stuff.
And are you thinking about updating your kitchen this summer? Well, repeating its existing layout can be tempting, but the real kitchen of your dreams probably includes updated functionality and flow. So we're going to share some tips for kitchen layouts that are going to make it a lot easier on the cook.
And do you guys know how old your house is? Well, you should, because if you know the age of your home, you can stay ahead of problems that are common to its vintage. We'll explain what to look for.
But first, are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this spring? Well, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
So reach out to us with your questions. Again, the number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the quickest response, just post your question at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's up first?
Debbie in Louisiana is on the line and has a roofing question. How can we help you today?
We're getting ready to put a new roof on our home. And we're going back and forth between a regular roof and a metal roof. And I'm finding the price is double for a metal roof. In the long run, am I going to recoup my money out of that if I go to sale?
Yeah, that's a great question. So how long do you see yourself living in this house?
Probably minimum 10 years.
Okay. So from a longevity perspective, you know, the metal roof is pretty much a once-in-a-lifetime kind of a roof. If it's done right, you'll never have to re-roof it again. But then again, if you're going to only be in that house for 10 years, your roof is going to be just fine, even if you were to use asphalt shingles. Does it add value to the house? I think it definitely makes your house easier to sell compared to one that doesn't have a metal roof, because it is a much more durable roof. So it's kind of a nice feature. But whether you'll get a dollar-for-dollar replacement for that is highly unlikely. So what you get out of it is a more durable roof. It will protect the house more. But I don't think you're going to get 100% of that money back when it comes time to sell. And if you're only going to be there for 10 years, which is about half the life of an asphalt shingle roof, it may not make economic sense for you to spend the extra money on the metal roof.
Okay, does it make much of a difference on energy consumption?
Possibly. The new metal roofs have a low E paint finish on them, so what happens is they'll reflect some of the heat, which is important down in Louisiana, off of that roof, and make it a little bit less expensive for you to cool the house. But then again, lighter roof shingles can do some of the same thing.
We're talking a difference between $8,000 and $16,000.
Yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think it's probably worth every penny. It may not be worth it to you because you're not going to be there more than 10 or so.
I do appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, Debbie. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Ryan's on the line, has a question about a driveway. What's going on?
I have rubber marks in my asphalt driveway. Look like some people were doing burnouts in it before.
Say, who's burning rubber in your driveway? You got a teenager?
Yeah, we just bought the house, and the previous people must have had some big parties or something. But so I tried a degreaser and a power washer, but it didn't come out, and I'm clueless. I can't find anything else.
I don't think you're going to get those out. I think you're probably just going to have to let them ride until you decide to seal the driveway again. So it's a bit cold now, but, you know, come spring, maybe spring or fall, this would be a good project, and that's to reseal the whole driveway and just kind of cover them over. I don't think you're going to be able to clean asphalt. It's hard enough to get oil stains out, but if you've got burn marks in it, I just don't see it happening.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. And sealing the driveway, is that something I could do myself, or should
sure.
I hire a professional?
Yep. Well, yeah, either way, you definitely can do it yourself. You know, you can buy good quality sealer products at your home center, like Home Depot, and Quikrete makes some. And what you're also going to buy is like an oversized squeegee. It's like the squeegee the size of a big old push broom. And you need to make sure that, you know, if there's cracks, there's products that you use for that, and you make sure it's nice and clean. And then you kind of start down one end and work your way out and give it a good day or two in the sunshine to dry up real nice and harden, and you're good to go. It's something you have to do every couple of years when you own an asphalt driveway, because the road salt, the ice, you know, it really wears on it, as does the sun. And it's going to shrink, it's going to crack, and the surface is going to wear off. It has to be resealed.
Okay. Is there a specific product, Tom, that you'd recommend?
I would look at the Quikrete products, Quikrete. I know those guys. They're really good. Their formulations are really awesome. When I saw your note coming up here on our caller screen, I was wondering if it was a concrete driveway, because I just came back from a trade show where they showed me a resurfacer product that was absolutely amazing. You know, we get a lot of calls from folks that have old deteriorated concrete surfaces. So they always try to put, like, you know, more concrete on it or more cement on it, and it peels off. They came up with this resurfacer product, and what they did is they did like a tensile strength test on it, where it's basically applied to concrete, and then they try to pull it apart, right? Try to pull the resurfacer off the concrete. This stuff was so strong, it actually took chunks of the concrete and aggregate with it when they tried to pull it apart. So, I mean, that's good chemistry right there. You know, so that's what I mean. I trust those formulations, and I think they put a lot into them to make sure that you have good adhesion and good performance out of it.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I listen to you guys all the time. I've learned a ton from you both.
All right. Well, we're glad we can help you out, man. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, does your washing machine do a good job of pulling the stains out of your clothes? Well, Consumer Reports says that the detergent might be the problem. We are going to share the best and worst detergents that they found next.
You live in a body pit.
Time
Frequent exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Quikrete.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you wrapping up a weekend project or you're maybe looking ahead to your next one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you are going to find great DIY info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Claudia in Massachusetts Sunline has a question about insulation. How can we help you today?
I'm working on doing some upgrades to my father's house, and his attic has some insulation, and it's falling down in parts. And I wanted to find out, first of all, how do I know if it's, I mean, it seems like a simple enough job to do it myself, but I don't know if it's safe to do it myself. The house was built in the, probably in the 1950s, and he bought it in the late 70s. So I'm not sure, can I just remove the parts that are falling off and get
rid of them?
So you said this,
the insulation is falling down or the ceiling's falling down?
The insulation.
So insulation where?
In the attic.
Okay.
And the attic is, it's a, like a modified Cape Cod, and he has a fan in the attic, a big attic fan that he uses to cool the house in the summer. Mm-hmm. So I don't quite like the idea of that insulation. It's just kind of like hanging in parts.
Where's it
like
hanging from?
Down.
Is it in the roof rafters? Is it in the walls, the knee walls? Where is it?
It's in the roof. So it's really mm-hmm. the roof is it's a really steep roof on both sides, and that effectively is makes up the walls of the space.
Right. So there's no drywall. It's just the exposed insulation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay,
exactly.
So that's not uncommon, but I will say that when you have that type of a cathedral ceiling, it's called, you have to leave some space for ventilation. So if those were 2x8 rafters, you couldn't put 8 inches of insulation in it. You'd have to put 6-inch deep insulation. So you have some space behind it for ventilation. The fact that it's falling off, it sounds like it might be a paper face or a foil face tab that often.
Paper face.
Yeah, it'll just deteriorate over time. It's not designed to be a permanent, you know, ceiling surface. So probably just through exposure over the years, it's become dried out and weak. And that's why it's dropping down. So it's not a hard thing for you to replace. The other thing that you might want to consider, though, is adding spray foam insulation to that space. And if you did that, it would make an enormous difference on the energy efficiency of the home. And you can do it because it's not finished now. So it's fully exposed. If you did it with spray foam, you would basically be spraying foam into those rafter bays. And in some cases, like what I did at my house, I covered the rafters because I wanted thicker insulation. And it made an enormous difference in that space in the entire house by using spray foam, because spray foam will expand and seal in addition to insulate. So, you know, that's kind of a bigger improvement. You can just fix up the insulations there now, but if you really want to do something that's going to last for the ages, spray foam would be the right way to go.
Is spray foam something that would I have to have someone come and do that?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Is that something that I can do on my
own? Yeah, okay. It has to be professionally applied. There's special trucks where it's kind of like a two-port formula, and it's mixed together at the truck, and you have to have guys that are very used to applying it. It goes on very, very thin, and it expands. It has like a 50-to-1 or 100-to-1 expansion ratio.
Oh, wow.
So it goes on as a thin coat, and then it expands and fills the space. We used Isonine, which is probably the largest manufacturer of spray foam in the country. And those guys did a fantastic job in our house. In fact, if you go to moneypit.com, there is an ebook there, a free ebook called The Money Pit Guide to Insulation. There's actually pictures of my house and the spray foam as it was being applied in that guidebook. And you can compare and contrast the different types of insulation and actually show you some utility bills from before and after to see what effect it had.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
the
help.
Well, good luck. You're a good daughter taking care of your dad's house.
I try. Thank you.
Well, Consumer Reports is out with their list of the best and worst laundry detergents, and they found that the best detergents did a great job of removing common stains like body oil and dirt, along with grass and blood, but the worst detergents were barely better than plain water when it came to their stain-removing power.
You know, these guys really do a great job with their testing. And I thought it was interesting to learn exactly how they tested the efficiency and the power of laundry detergents. Well, first of all, they choose their stains carefully. They want to choose ones that are very hard to remove so that they can detect real stain-removing power among the different detergents they're testing.
Now, they used cold water because most modern washing machines are designed to operate with cooler water temperatures than those traditional top loaders of the past. And then they washed swatches in two identical washing machines with each detergent and then allowed those swatches to air dry.
And to see finally how much of the stain remains on each dried swatch, they use an instrument called a colorimeter that measures color intensity, and then they compare it with the stained swatches that were laundered using only water. So pretty sophisticated system that they put all of these stains through to make sure they're determining exactly how well these detergents work or don't work.
Now, here's what they found. The top three best-performing detergents were Persil Pro Clean Stain Fighter and Tide Plus Ultra Stain Release. Now, they both excelled in stain removal, especially for those tough stains like blood and grass. And Kirkland Signature Ultra Clean Liquid is praised for its value because it performs well against body oil and salad dressing. I feel like anytime we eat anything that's like oil-based in the house, the kids like ruin a shirt every single time, and I just struggle to get it out. So perhaps this Kirkland one is for me.
Now, on the flip side, the worst-performing detergents included Sun Triple Clean, which is a liquid. Then you have Arm & Hammer 4-in-1 Power Packs, which are pods. And finally, True Earth Eco Strips, which are sheets. Now, the Sun Triple Clean was criticized for poor overall performance, while Arm & Hammer's 4-in-1 Power Packs struggled with basic stain removal. And the True Earth Eco Strips received low scores for cleaning tough stains.
Now, bottom line, guys, Consumer Reports says it's important to think about performance rather than marketing hype when you're choosing your laundry detergent. So to help, you're going to find a comprehensive guide with ratings for 70, that's a lot, 70 different detergents on consumerreports.com, so you can kind of read all the reports, see what does what, and decide yourself.
Yeah, and they had all sorts of different subcategories, Leslie. It was interesting. They had, like, detergents for those with sensitive skin and that sort of thing. So they really did a great job here. And if you think about it, if you're shopping for something like a detergent, you don't know if it's going to work or not when you're just walking down the supermarket shelves and trying to pick one out, right? So you're trying to find one that you think's affordable. But heck, if it doesn't work, you're wasting your money. So it makes sense to take some time, go to consumerreports.com, take a look at their guide, and really know which detergent is going to be best for you.
Bruce in Oregon's on the line with a woodpecker question. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, we have a house that's got cedar shake siding on it, and it's aged nicely. But woodpeckers have recently realized that between the lower shakes where they come together, sow bugs can crawl up behind a perfectly good shingle, and they seem to drill right through that good shingle to get at that moist little bug.
Wow. Well, that stinks. And you're right. They're looking for food. That's why a woodpecker pecks, because he's trying to find a meal. So one thing might be to treat the siding to stop these bugs from kind of getting in there. Another thing that often works, but it's kind of annoying, and that is that if you around the area of the siding can hang some tin pie plates that sort of flop in the breeze, maybe in the area where they love to sort of congregate, or the other thing that seems to scare them away is if you were to take a big black plastic garbage bag, like a big hefty bag, and cut it into strips, but sort of leave like the top of it intact so it would sort of flutter. That also will dissuade them. And I think you have to break their habit, Bruce. And those two tips can do that. Now, if you want to try something natural, but if you were to mix up a hot sauce and you pick up an oversized, you know, bottle of it at the supermarket, and mix it with some water, put it in a pump-up garden sprayer, and spray down the siding, just make sure when it's done it's not going to discolor siding. If they get one taste of that, they will not go back for any more of those bugs. I can guarantee you that. So there's a couple of ways to try to dissuade them, but you're going to have to break their habit. Otherwise, you're going to keep going for that easy meal right below the lip of the cedar.
I'm not kind of wild about making the house smell like a strong bouillabaisse. I've tried owl images, the fiberglass kind of replicas.
Yeah.
They've actually perched on those at times, so they're pretty
terrifying.
Yeah.
And I've tried some of the things waving in the breeze. Do you have a suggestion for a siding treatment that won't be quite so obvious to visitors to our home?
Well, look, Bruce, if you don't want to try the hot sauce, and I personally would give it a shot because I think it's going to be very inexpensive, and I don't think it's going to stay around, like make your whole house smell like a restaurant. There are two other things that you might want to think about. Bird Be Gone has a woodpecker repellent kit that has very good reviews on Amazon, but it's not pretty. It's kind of along the same line of the tin pie plates and the plastic hefty bag sort of wafting in the wind, but they've used different types of balloons and streamers that are very shiny, which is what kind of freaks them out. But they do say that once the woodpeckers have left the siding, you can remove these. So you're not talking about a permanent addition to your house. And there's also some chemical repellents for woodpeckers, although I have to say that I have not seen very good reviews on them. It seems to be 50-50, and they're kind of expensive. So that's sort of where we're at with that. You've got to sort of break that cycle, and I think you may have to put up with some unattractive decorations while you're working on that. But I would give those a shot because they're not very expensive and you got nothing to lose.
Well, I've tried squirt guns and that works while I'm home. But I'll tell you, I think I actually started the cycle when we put suet out, and it seemed as though the animals sort of demanded equal parts of suet and fiber, and they got the fiber from our cedar shingles.
Yeah.
So we stopped doing the suet and it went down some, but it's still here. So
yep.
Thank you for your advice. I appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, are you guys thinking about updating your kitchen this summer? Well, repeating its existing layout could totally be tempting, but the real kitchen of your dreams perhaps includes updated functionality and flow. A pro design service can help you get there for sure. So we are going to share those tips next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, you guys thinking about spring? I know I am. We still got a month to go, but man, I just can't wait to get there. So if there's a project on your to-do list that you're ready, you're getting teed up for that warmer weather, reach out to us right now. We can all think spring together. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button.
Jim in Washington's on the line with a question about hot water and it not getting there fast enough. What is going on?
The house is a little less than 30 years old, and it's not really that things have changed that much, but trying to get hot water to the kitchen sink and to the upstairs master bath takes quite a bit of time. So I'm looking at putting in a recirculating pump out near the hot water heater with a crossover sensor valve for the furthest run from the hot water heater, which is upstairs.
Okay.
The kitchen, I don't know if it needs a separate sensor or not, and I don't know, but I imagine it's on a different leg, if you will, of the run. From the hot water heater. I don't know because we weren't here when the house was built.
It's possible, depending on how the piping is arranged. What kind of a pump are you thinking about putting on? There's one made by Watts.
Yep, it's a Watts 500, 800, I think, is the number that seemed to get the best reviews. So I guess basically I'm concerned whether is that a good pump. Evidently it must be okay.
It is. Those guys really know what they're doing, and they were out early with this product. And what I like about the Watts system is this. There's a timer on it or a thermostat on it, so you can basically control when it runs. So what you do is you set it up so that, you know, if you get up the same time every day and, you know, pop in the shower at, I don't know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., you have this kick on, you know, a half hour ahead of time, so it purges all the cold water out of the pipes. And is then hot when you, basically before you need it. So when you step in the shower, it's on. So that means that you don't have to run that loop of hot water all the time, which if you think about it, would drive up your heating costs because you're heating more water than you would have to. So you set it up according to your own personal schedule. Now, there's another way you can go, and this is something you might think about doing if your water heater is, you know, maybe at or beyond a normal life cycle. Rheem just came out with a new water heater that's called the Performance High Efficiency Tankless Gas Water Heater with built-in recirculation. They actually added the recirculation element to the water heater itself. So much like the way that Watts system works where there's a crossover valve at the farthest fixture away, you would do this with the Rheem unit. And then the water heater is sort of taking over here, and it's a really smart one. It has the smart technology built into it. So it actually sort of starts to manage or measure your patterns of water usage. And when it kind of gets used to where you want the water to be hot, it supplies it before you need it. So I think that's kind of a cool technology, sort of the next level of that. And they're not terribly expensive the fact that it's tankless, so you never run out of hot water. They're at Home Depot for around $1,300 or $1,400 right now. So I think for a good water heater, that's not a lot of money to pay, especially if it has this built-in technology. So those are two options for you that could both work
well.
Excellent.
Thank you. I appreciate that information.
Well, if you've been frustrated by the layout of your kitchen, now is a great time to take on that renovation project. The hardest part, though, can be figuring out where to start. Well, first, it's easy to kind of stick with the same old when it comes to the design, but thinking outside of those old boxes can definitely bring inspiration on a brand new and even more efficient kitchen layout. For example, changing the location of the sink or adding or even removing an island to free up more space and getting strategic with your lighting to make sure that you have both task and accent lighting. I mean, there are so many possibilities that you can really change how you use that kitchen every day.
Now, to help you find an experienced design pro that can help, the National Kitchen and Bath Association has a certification program. And to become an NKBA certified kitchen and bath designer, pros must have at least 5 years of design experience, and they have to complete at least 60 hours of continuing education. So these guys really know what they're doing.
Now, the pretty nice thing about working with a pro designer is that you can pretty much wipe the slate clean and start from scratch. So the sky is essentially the limit there. And seeing beautiful kitchen designs in showrooms or websites, that can definitely be fun, but it can also be overwhelming. So the skills of that design pro can make the difference and help you achieve all that's possible for your specific space, all while potentially saving you the money, time, hassle of, you know, trying to figure it out on your own.
And worse, the mistakes that happen when you get it wrong and have to redo something. So all good reasons to involve a pro at that point in the project.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, before you invest in an older home or update the one you've got, let's compile a house history. It's going to help you understand the features of a structure as well as the building techniques and materials that can spell trouble for you later in the process. We're going to explain this all when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, thanks so much for spending a bit of your day with us. If you've got questions, we're here to help you out at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
And before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, we invite you to spend time with the Money Pit podcast. You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods. Well, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. But if you know the age of your house, you can stay ahead of those problems that are common to your home's age, because homes of similar age are going to have similar issues.
Yeah, that's a great point. In fact, we have an entire post dedicated to this on our website called Home Repair Tips by Age of House. So you can find that at moneypit.com.
All right, but before you go and invest in an older home or update your home, it's important to determine the age. Now, knowing how old your home is going to help you understand how that building was put together, as well as the materials that can potentially be problems later. So to find out, you can research public records of the local building department, the tax assessor, or even the registrar of deeds.
Yeah, and here's another way to figure out the age of a home. It sort of comes from my home inspector tricks of the trade. If your home has the original plumbing fixtures, like a toilet, for example, you can remove the lid and look at the underside of it. Toilets are almost always date stamped by the manufacturers as they sort of roll off the assembly line. The date is usually expressed either as a very clear four-digit number, like 1954, but it might also be preceded by a letter and have just the last two digits. So, for example, I've seen these as M54 or S54. And other plumbing fixtures, like sinks, also have the dates stamped in somewhere into their castings. On the underside of a kitchen sink, for example, a cast iron kitchen sink, which is a very common porcelain old kitchen sink, you'll find that they actually affixed a date stamp to that, and basically when they poured it, it sort of reversely showed what the actual number was. It's sort of part of the mold and how they do it, but it's amazing considering the technology was back in the early day. So if you look for dates on your fixtures, you may get an idea. And also look at for inspection stickers. I would often find inspection stickers on electrical panels that will show me the dates that the house was inspected. Again, another indication of how old it is. Those stickers stay on there for decades and decades. So it's interesting when you find an old house and you can tell exactly when it was inspected.
Yeah, you know, as the saying goes, they don't build them like they used to. But if you know when your house was built, this is going to give you a good idea on what home repairs you might be needing to do to keep that home in tip-top shape.
Absolutely. Really helpful information. I mean, when I was a home inspector, I was able to predict the failure of different building components just by knowing how old that house was. And my clients found that really useful.
Lori's online and has a lighting question. What can we do for you?
Over the weekend, I went into the closet and discovered that the transformer for my fluorescent light fixture in my closet was smoking.
Oh,
wow.
So we got,
not good.
We got the power killed and the unit taken off.
Okay.
Then I went to the store to find a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 2-round fluorescent fixture. One was a 22-watt, one was a 32-watt bulb in this center of a 11-foot long by, say, 52 inches wide closet. I'm trying to figure out how much light I need, figuring on going with LEDs for energy savings. And I'm sitting there staring at ceilings of light fixtures with so much light, I can't judge. It's talking to me in lumens, and it's saying this is the equivalent of one 75-watt bulb or two.
Yeah. Well, this is a closet. So, I mean, I say you really can't have too much light, right, Leslie?
I mean, I guess it depends on your comfort level with lighting. If you know, some people are very light sensitive and get ocular migraines, so you have to be careful that you don't overlight it. But I think it's a basis of what was in there before.
One's 32 watts, the other one's 22. And both were on at all times.
Why'd you have them on all the time?
Whenever I was in the closet, they were on.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is that I didn't have a choice of just lighting one of the two bulbs.
Or a dimmer or any of that.
No.
And that provided sufficient lighting? You didn't have dark spots? You didn't have any areas where you couldn't see?
I did have dark spots.
You did?
Yeah, at the corners of the room, because it's in the center of the room. It's long and skinny, so the two dark corners.
You know, I think a good solution is, you know, forego the electricity, you know, altogether and go for a wall-mounted item that you can put up yourself that's battery-operated, that will have an occupancy sensor on it that knows when you're coming and going, or even ones that you can just turn on. You know, Mr. Beams, they manufacture a couple of different battery-operated lights that will, you know, run for ages and ages and have a ton of lumens that'll give you the brightness you need.
Yeah, if you want to try to determine, like, how many lumens you had there before, a 22-watt circular bulb, which is maybe the size of your smaller one, that's roughly about 1,000 lumens.
Okay.
So that kind of gives you a ballpark. But the LED lights are going to be so much brighter than the old fluorescents that you had. They're going to be safer to run.
And
I mean,
cleaner,
it's almost
I feel
not,
like.
Yeah, and cleaner. And you already have the wiring there, but if you wanted to go and put like one fixture up where you had the wiring and then go to the deepest, darkest corner of that that closet and put in a couple of Mr. Beam's battery-powered LEDs. I've got one of those in my closet, and I'm telling you, it really works well, because sometimes I go in there, you know, and there's a light on in the room where the closet is, but when you open the door, you really can't see into it. And as soon as I open the door and stick my head in there, boom, the light comes on, and I can see just fine. So you might even want to do a combination like that so you don't have those dark spots and you can really see what you've got there. Go to MrBeams.com. It's a manufacturer that specializes in battery-powered LED lights. And the lights that I put up, the batteries last for an entire year. It's amazing when you see that they're battery-powered and how much brightness they come on with. They're really super bright, and they're not expensive.
Okay.
You know, like $30, $40 a light. And then you can find them at lots of different you know, retailers and so on. But, you know, get one and test it out. You'll be really surprised with how bright it is.
Okay, thank you so much. Because, like I said, after trying to look at all the fixtures, and
yeah,
I was seeing 80, 120, you know.
Yeah, it's like you get, like, snowblind, right?
I came home with a headache.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, I think that what makes the most sense is for you to put in one decently sized LED fixture, and then if you've got some dark spaces, pop a couple of the battery-powered ones in there, and I think you'll be well covered.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. In just another few days, it's going to be time to say bye-bye to daylight savings time and spring ahead, which is going to give you more time to take on simple projects that can improve your comfort and safety. We're going to share one important task to tackle next.
You live in a money pit.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can catch the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Michael in South Carolina reached out here to Team Money Pit and says, I live in a townhouse with a steel I-beam that runs through the basement through all the houses in my row. This I-beam seems to carry a lot of noise. When I'm down in the basement, I can hear the conversations that my neighbors two doors down are having. How can I insulate the I-beam so that sounds don't travel so much? That is kind of amazing.
Yeah, and I do find it somewhat unlikely that's the I-beam that's actually carrying the sound. The problem is more likely traced to the walls that are between these buildings, the way they were constructed, including the possibility of openings around light switches and outlets and places that wires go through. So one option is to insulate up to and including the joints the I-beam goes through, and then add a second layer of drywall over all of that. Now, before you add that second layer of drywall, there's a type of isolating soundproofing glue that goes in between called green glue. It comes in a caulk tube, and you apply the green glue and then put the drywall on top of it, and it makes a big difference because it won't be able to transmit the sound. There's another way to go, too, and it's a type of drywall that's called quiet rock. It's sound-resistant drywall, and you put it over the existing drywall, but you have to pay extra attention, of course, still to the outlets, the lights, the switches, because that's where the sound sort of sneaks through, and there's actually soundproofing material that you can put behind them. It requires you to unwire those outlets and switches, then pull the box out of the wall, and you put this clay-like stuff behind it. It's kind of a lot of work, but it does make them much more quieter than they were before. So some good ways to deal with that, but you kind of have to track it down step by step. You can either add the second layer of drywall, you can use the quiet rock, or you can start soundproofing all those lights and outlets and switch spaces because that sound's going to find its way through.
Or, I mean, you could just stop, you know, fighting with the kids when you're in the basement and yelling at people. I mean, you could just monitor your whole life when you're downstairs.
Right. So when you were talking about that story about the time you went to the beach, so how'd that end? Because I didn't hear the end of that. You might tell me.
Hey, Bill, I was really interested in that story you were telling the other day.
What's going on there? Well, good news. Daylight savings time is going to end very soon. But aside from just setting our clocks forward, now is also a great time to take on a few more simple home maintenance tasks. Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do we need to know?
Yeah, you know, this is the perfect time for smoke detector maintenance. You want to change those batteries and you want to test for proper operation. Now, if your detectors are more than a few years old, you should think about replacing them and make sure to use a dual sensor detector when you do, because that's going to pick up both small smoldering fires and flash fires. Plus, the newest detectors have 10-year batteries built in, which means you're going to be good for a decade. Also, you want to check carbon monoxide detectors, and if you don't already have them, you want to add at least one near bedrooms. Some heat sources and faulty appliances can generate the silent killer and threaten your family's safety, so it's important to have them, and it's important to have them where they will wake you up and get you out of the house. What's more, if a carbon monoxide detector sounds the alarm, don't ignore it. Don't disable it. Don't think, I can't smell it, so it's faulty. These detectors go off for a reason, and you should immediately open the windows, get your family out, and call in the pros to find the source of the problem. Definitely do not take a chance and just think, meh, it's nothing, because it might not be.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about garbage disposers. You know, they're one of those appliances that once you own one, you never want to be without it again. But if you don't have one, there are a few key features that can make a big difference if you're ready to take that step. We'll share tips on what you need to know on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The wins keep coming for former President Trump.
More victories on the table for Donald Trump.
We've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
He's won the Missouri caucuses and has added to his delegate lead with Michigan's allocations. And there's voting in Idaho as well. The former president's campaigning in North Carolina ahead of Super Tuesday, making recent crimes committed by migrants illegally in the U.S. a focal point.
If Joe Biden's illegal alien migrants do not go back to their countries, we will never get our country back.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
There are no Democrat contests on Saturday. The next event in the Republican calendar is on Sunday in the District of Columbia. The U.S. says Israel's agreed to a framework for a ceasefire in Gaza.
A senior U.S. administration official says Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, adding that it's now up to Hamas to agree to it. The comments come before mediation talks were to resume in Egypt, with hopes of brokering a deal to pause fighting before the holy months of Ramadan. A deal would also allow aid to reach hundreds of thousands of desperate Palestinians in northern Gaza, many facing starvation. According to the official, the proposal includes a six-week ceasefire and release of hostages considered vulnerable, including the sick and wounded, elderly, and women. Hamas are expected to respond to mediators Qatar and Egypt. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Meanwhile, U.S. military planes began the first airdrops of thousands of meals into Gaza, and the militaries of Jordan and Egypt say they've also conducted airdrops. No reported injuries or hazardous material concerns after three trains were involved in a derailment in eastern Pennsylvania Saturday that left some railroad cars along a riverbank and at least one partially in the river. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Boeing's reportedly made some strides toward improving its safety culture.
However, employees could still be subject to retaliation for reporting issues. That's one of the findings in a report presented to the FAA. The experts say that when it comes to safety, there is a disconnect between Boeing's senior management and workers. The experts say that safety training and procedures at Boeing change so frequently that it leads to confusion among employees. Safety at Boeing being re-examined after last month's blowout of an emergency door panel on an Alaska Airlines flight. John Scott reported.
Elected officials, community leaders, and farm workers Saturday launched a project to significantly increase the amount of shade in unincorporated areas in the eastern Coachella Valley, a major agricultural area in Southern California where temperatures routinely top 100 degrees in the summer. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A former NFL assistant coach now out of prison.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has shortened the sentence of former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed for a drunken driving crash that seriously injured a girl. Parson converted the remainder of Reed's 3-year sentence to house arrest. Reed had been sentenced in November of 2022 after pleading guilty to driving while intoxicated, causing serious bodily injury. A spokesman says Reed had completed his alcohol abuse treatment program and has served more prison time than most individuals convicted of similar offenses. Jason Walker reporting.
The Iditarod, the annual sled dog race celebrating Alaska's official state sports, has got underway Saturday with the official start on Sunday, 75 miles outside of Anchorage. 38 teams are entered. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. It's going to be a big hour coming your way. We're following all the breaking news, including Hunter Biden testifying already behind closed doors. He says he's going to prove once and for all and put an end to this case in impeachment of his dad. Well, you shouldn't have left the laptop in that computer repair shop, number one. You shouldn't have had tons of hookers, and you should have made multiple business deals and traded on your dad's name. I know you deny all of it, but the problem is there are tapes, and there are records, and there are appearances. So much of what he said is incorrect. Behind closed doors, we'll see what exactly comes out, because he's going to say in many of this, well, I'm under indictment. I don't want to get myself in further trouble. He's got his lawyers by his side. Sandra Smith, co-host of America's Reports, is going to be with us in a half hour. Right now, we're joined by Joe Lonsdale. He's co-founder of Plantier, along with Peter Thiel and others, and founder and general partner of the firm 8VC. And Joe also co-wrote a Wall Street Journal editorial talking about the dangers that could go along with the $400 million judgment against Donald Trump in a civil case in New York, simply because they don't like his politics. Joe, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian. Good to be on.
So, Joe, what prompted you and Jeb Bush to get together on that?
Jeb's an old friend. He's a businessman I respect, a governor I respect. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, and I know Jeb has not always been a huge fan of Donald Trump, but a lot of us are just outraged at how much weaponization we're seeing in our government across the board. You know, this has really started, well, a long time ago with the Labor Department having a Palantir, and Peter Thiel spoke up for Trump, you know, and then we're seeing my friend Elon Musk get attacked, and we're seeing Donald Trump get attacked unfairly. And, you know, that's not how America's supposed to work. So Jeb might not love Trump, but as a friend, you know, I'm talking to him about it, and he agrees that we can't allow this weaponization of our government. It's not right, and it's important for people, even if you don't love the person they're attacking, to speak up and say that's wrong. That's not how America works.
Kevin O'Leary was the first one to step up and say, look, no one's going to do business in New York now. And now if a bank wants to do business with Trump, they know they're going to get unbelievable scrutiny, or an insurer, unbelievable scrutiny. And what people don't understand, it doesn't end with Trump. Maybe it just started with Trump. And what they did is start looking at and try to find a problem. There were no complaints from banks. There were no complaints from insurers. There were no complaints that people didn't get paid. In fact, everybody got paid back. But they went after him. They said you weren't approaching these loans, and you weren't being truthful with your applications. And now they charge him $450 million as he waits for an appeal. Who's got $450 million laying around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering, the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution says you're not supposed to have excessive fines. It seems to me like that is clearly an excessive fine as well. The whole thing is clearly ridiculous. And, you know, it's not how America's supposed to work. I love this country. I'm building a lot in this country, and I'm still very optimistic on America. But the way we keep this working is we don't want to be like the third world. We don't want to have these crazy people hunting people for bullshit reasons.
How was Peter Thiel pursued? Peter Thiel.
Well, you know, yeah. So. You know, Peter and I were co-founders of Palantir, and you know, it, all of a sudden when he spoke at the Republican convention for Trump, you know, he made a very famous speech. He said, I'm proud to be Republican, I'm proud to be gay, I'm proud to be American. And I thought that was a pretty cool thing to do on the floor of the RNC for Trump. And, you know, right afterwards, less than 2 months afterwards, the Labor Department sues Palantir, says we're not hiring enough Asians, which is pretty funny because I think the company's like 25% Asian in Silicon Valley. And by the way, we're not allowed to hire Chinese citizens for the DOD stuff we're doing. So it was clearly like a mafia type tactic where it's like, you know what? You do something we don't like, we're going to give you trouble. And this is how the government works now. The regulatory state has massive amount of power. It's unchecked. It's unaccountable. And when people speak up, it finds ways to harass you. There's activists who do that. It's terrible.
And then you turn out with Elon Musk. Now he's in the crosshairs of the government, even though he's built the number one electric car in the country. You would think he'd be the darling, but because of Twitter and what he's done and what he exposed, now he's in the crosshairs. What price is he paying?
You know, Elon's been really courageous. I think he's one of the most important men in America. We'd be losing to China on so many things with space as well, and defense with space. If we didn't have SpaceX, it's just extraordinary what he's accomplished. And, I mean, he gets standing ovations, right, when you go in front of people in the army and whatnot. But you basically have every regulatory apparatus weaponized against him. The DOJ is going after him. The SEC is going after him. The FCC, there's all these launches delayed for months for total BS reasons of critical national security things with SpaceX because they fish and wildlife, you know, people, cat ladies want to harass them. I mean, the whole thing is just really terrible.
So for you personally, you're not just sitting on the sidelines looking to max out your money. You're also helping with defense. And when it came to Ukraine, you took action. So what could you tell us about what you've done and what you've discovered and how you've helped them hold off the Russians?
Yeah, you know, well, I started Palantir 20 years ago, and I'm very proud of it. I'm not running it today, but listen, there's different types of weapons that are important for defense. Some of the most important weapons are the best intelligence tools, the technologies that let you see what's going on. And so, you know, Palantir's, you know, been deployed in Ukraine early on, and we had the cover story in Time earlier, and you know, you help figure out where the Russian forward generals and corporals are. You help figure out, you know, what they're doing. You help map it out, and you help target them. And you know, having those kinds of technologies is really critical in warfare these days. And, it's Palantir. It's companies like Anduril as well, which my friends started after Palantir, which are providing all the technologies for anti-drone and for all sorts of other kind of new ways to target the bad guys. And it turns out that if you want to stay ahead in warfare, you need to have your best and brightest engineers kind of working on the front lines and helping out, you know, with the U.S., which is what we're doing.
Tell us about Palantir, like how you decided it, and you're not running it now, but what it was designed to do.
Yeah, well, you know, Palantir really came out of came out of a lot of what we learned in Silicon Valley in the first tech wave, and it turned out there's companies like PayPal. You know, so Elon Musk and Peter Thiel each started competing companies. They merged to become PayPal, and at PayPal, you had the Chinese and Russian mafia trying to steal all sorts of money from us. We were losing millions of dollars a month. Our competitors went bankrupt, these mafia online, and we figured out how to build all these investigative tools to stop them. And yet we had to teach the FBI and the Secret Service how to arrest these people and how to find them after we found them. And we got to know the guys, and it turned out that the tools in D.C. were way behind. And then 9/11 happened, and after 9/11, the government spent billions of dollars on stuff that was way behind Silicon Valley. And this was a problem because America was under attack, and you had incompetent people, you know, basically spending money in the wrong way. So we said, you know what, we better take the best and the brightest from the tech world and re-equip the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all the national counterterrorism centers, how to bring data together and how to go after the bad guys. And Palantir partnered with a lot of these groups, partnered with a lot of special forces, and really was critical in helping find and take out thousands of terrorists, which was obviously something we're very proud of, and helped stop a lot of major attacks as well.
Joe Lonsdale's with us. Joe, which could really, in contrast to a lot of Silicon Valley, decided they didn't want to work with the Defense Department after a while, right?
Yeah, you're right. And that was, we were seen as very strange people in Silicon Valley to want to be partnering. Why are you guys doing defense intelligence? Why aren't you just doing social media? And, it got worse, when the woke stuff really started getting crazy in 2013, 14, 15. I remember Google had these key programs that were trying to help the government, and all of a sudden they protested and they said, we're not going to help the government anymore because defense is wrong. And, it was a kind of this anti-American thing where Google was, you see it today too with Google. They're pretty woke. They're globalists. They're not really pro-U.S. And so they pulled out. And when they did that, a bunch of my friends and I said, oh, this is not acceptable. We got to jump back in. That's when you see my friends in Palmer Luckey start Anduril. That's where you see us kind of jump back in and start building these companies because we realized, there was no other source of the best and brightest engineers going into this anymore. And so we had to step in.
And what about you deciding to go into Ukraine? What did you discover? How did you help?
Well, so I wasn't running Palantir by that point. But it's an important point, Brian. Palantir is an American company. It partners with the American government. The American government's what decides to go into Ukraine. Palantir decides if they're going to do something and help something, that we're going to do it really well. But I'll tell you the truth. The first group to actually, Palantir, even though it's American, also partners with our allies. I think UK took it in there first because we do partner with the UK. As America encourages us to. And then American others went in as well. And Palantir basically helped map out where the bad guys are, run all the systems. Basically, what are the information systems to learn how you're going to fight a war, how you're going to decide where your supplies are, how you're going to decide what to attack, what to defend. Like, this has to be run through an AI-driven system that takes all the information into account, empowers you to make those decisions. That's what Palantir is. It's the backbone that kind of runs the efforts.
And also, we're noticing that warfare has really changed even from when the Ukraine war started. I mean, we're seeing this now. Like, our Pentagon's going to school on how the Ukrainians have innovated from some of the things that we've given them.
It's amazing. The drone part of the warfare is fascinating. You basically create tens of thousands of these really small things, and you can use them to target and go really fast, and they're really hard to block. And, there's new technologies. There's a company called Epirus right now, which is the leading EMP technology in the world that we also built here in the U.S. And it turns out you can fire microwave radiation to turn off drones miles away and whatnot and protect things. And there's all sorts of new kind of back and forth. How do you make small weaponized drones? How do you shoot them down? Iran, of course, has some very powerful, they're called level 3 drones. They're these big Shahid drones, and they're really hard to stop, and we're learning how to stop them without having to waste too much money. Because the problem is right now, Brian, is if you spend $3 million on a Patriot missile to stop one of these things or some other giant thing, and the drone itself only costs, $10,000, that's a huge waste. And so there's all sorts of new warfare techniques going back and forth trying to figure it out.
Because we're spending too much knocking down these Houthi tribesmen and just sending these one-way drones
in. Exactly.
And then we got to go reload. So are you guys working on that now? Are you playing a role with this?
We have these new – so Epirus, in mythology, Epirus was the bow of Theseus who started Athens, and his bow had infinite arrows. And the reason they call this thing called Epirus is it fires a blast of energy. So it has infinite arrows effectively. And so the blast of energy only costs – pennies or dollars compared to spending millions of dollars for missiles. So we're trying to teach the government, don't waste $1 million every time. Just have an energy weapon ready and shoot it down with the energy weapon. It's much cheaper. It's much more effective. You can get a massive shield that basically hits everything. And so so we are working on that as well. That company, Epirus, is doing really good work. We're just starting to get deployed in some of the things there too.
So, Joe, when you say directed energy, you mean lasers?
You know, lasers is one version of that, because really to have great lasers, actually. But in this case, we're doing microwave radiation. It turns out is the most, the second blast of super high energy microwaves. And what that does, it destroys electronics. So it doesn't actually hurt people. But any one of these things has electronics in it. If you fry the electronics, they fall out of the sky. So that's how that one works.
Are you, so would I see it? I would not even see it?
You would not even see it. So if we're gonna, when we show it off, if you look up Epirus online, we show it off like as if it's like the energy shield. But you know, you just see the device and you wouldn't even know it fired probably, and the thing would just fall out of the sky. It's pretty cool.
How effective has China been in taking some of our technology? We seem to lead, and they seem to have. Iran almost instantly had the same level or close to the same level drones as we had. How are these rest of the world keeping up? Is this flat out thievery?
Well, you know, they do like to try to copy us, and we've caught China a lot of times trying to copy us at our companies. But we have pretty good security. I don't think they're up to speed. They don't have what Palantir has. They don't have what Epirus has. They have probably stolen a lot of things over the years. But let's be honest, Iran has probably the third best electrical engineering university in the world. Iran has a lot of smart people. I don't hate the Iranian people. I hate the Iranian government. Unfortunately, there are enemies right now, and their people are really smart. I have to say the same thing for China. China has. You know, China used to only just copy us 20, 30 years ago. But if you look at the innovation and the engineering going on in China, there's a lot of really great engineers. I desperately hope we can have a different regime in China, because the CCP is evil. But it'd be awesome to be able to work with the Chinese people, man, because they are innovating and they are smart. And they are going to be a threat if we can't fix that government over there.
And finally, let's go full circle. What do you hope comes out of the editorial? What's been the feedback since you wrote it on the Wall Street Journal?
You know, it's been really great, because a lot of my friends in business who don't like Trump, they agree that for the sake of America, it's not right what's happening. It's kind of like this far left part of the Democratic Party has weaponized the courts. And I think a lot of even the moderate left, you know, a lot of my friends are honest about it, say this is wrong, this is not what we're supposed to be doing. They're afraid to speak up in public against their own party when they're politicians, but in the business circles, they agree with it. And I'm really hoping to shift the Overton window away, because we don't want the right weaponizing the courts either. We want nobody weaponizing the courts. That's how we spiral towards a third world country. And so it's great to see people step up and say, yeah, even though I don't like this person, this is not how we're supposed to treat them. This is not how America's supposed to work.
Joe, you agree that Ukraine needs to be funded, right?
I think we need to stop Russia. I think there's a lot of corruption and bad things and waste that happen over there. So I emphasize with why people are opposed to it. But overall, I think we need to stop the bad guys and fight the bad guys.
Joe Lonsdale, thanks so much. Appreciate what you're doing for the country and for our show. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Sandra Smith's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll have some calls. We'll have a few minutes to get to your calls right after we're done. And keep in mind, coming up April 27th, I'm going to be right outside Las Vegas. It's going to be the History, Liberty, and Laugh show on stage. It's going to be a great night. VIP opportunities, a chance for me to interact directly with you guys. I missed the Super Bowl, but this is going to be better. So go to BrianKilmeade.com and get some tickets. See you there.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A cobbler from Lakeland, Florida makes the Dean's List for using social media to make others smile. Jim McFarland has been dubbed America's Cobbler and has millions of followers that tune in to watch him fix shoes. Jim's great uncle trained his grandfather to cobble back in the early 1900s. And in 1981, his dad opened the shop in Florida and Jim took over in 1986. During the pandemic, Jim decided to try something new. So with the help of his daughter, he began recording videos about his day job. People loved it. And more importantly, it brought attention to one of America's oldest professions, bringing interest to people who might not have even thought about this as a possible career. Jim says if you're interested in his line of work, it's not easy. You should be willing to work as an apprentice with another cobbler. But seeing Jim doing his job and loving every minute of it is an inspiration. Jim McFarland, you're awesome, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley in every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jennifer Lopez. Lopez premiered This Is Me Now, a love story on Prime Video, to coincide with her first studio album in a decade.
And I got so inspired to write music for the first time in 10 years and make a real album. And then I felt like, oh, it's not done. There's more to this story.
The cinematic journey is inspired by some of her own life moments and experiences.
There was a lot of emotions involved, even in the funnier things that I'm kind of making fun of myself with, were still funny and kind of heartbreaking to kind of think about.
She had fun leading and co-directing this star-filled film.
It was a lot of fun because they didn't kind of know what was happening sometimes, and they didn't have anybody else to play off of but me. I was like, trust me, just say it like this. You know, they were like, okay. I said, and this part is like this, but we're not sure, so try this line too. We were piecing together the scenes.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
To be frank, Trace, they see a president in decline. It's why Donald Trump's age, which is close on paper to Joe Biden's, is not an issue, while Biden's is. Donald Trump now is the same Donald Trump of 5 years ago, of 10 years ago. The Joe Biden of today is noticeably less sharp than when he ran in 2020. And it's not really a fixable problem for the White House right now, because the more they put Joe Biden out there to try to rebut these claims that they're hiding the president away, the more that Americans see that his age really is an issue. And so that's just such a liability.
And this was called, I talked about a lot of people, and they just don't have a choice. They have to put him out. And that's the recommendation for people that like him. John Favreau used to be a writer for President Obama and knows Joe Biden well. He's got this podcast, I think Pod Save the World. Here's what he said, Pod Save America, cut 10.
He sounds more frail than he used to, even in 2019 and 2020. Now, that may, and I think doesn't, have anything to do with how sharp he is mentally. But the voice sounds frail, and he shuffles more because of the arthritis in his back. So for most people in the country who are just watching him be president, what do they see when they turn on the television?
That's what they're seeing. And that is a Democrat saying that. And that's what people are saying. Why are you still in? Why are you licking an ice cream cone talking about peace in the Middle East? Something that breaking some news that prime ministers didn't know and people in Hamas didn't know. And they got way ahead of the curve because there's no way they're looking for some type of deal by next Monday. I mean, it's not close. And if it was close, you're not helping by saying it's coming on Monday. And if you got to make a statement like that, you don't lick an ice cream cone, especially after doing this for 40 years. Guys, hold it a second. Be with you in a moment. Hang out. Do your little skit. Walk over to the cameras. Make sure Seth Meyers not in it. What was the question? Oh, Israel? Okay, fine. With Israel and Hamas, you know, there are some things going on now that make me optimistic that something could be happening by next Monday. And, you know, I could fall apart, but I hope something could happen by next Monday. In terms of what happened in Michigan yesterday, it was Trump with a triumphal win. It looked like Nikki Haley under 30%, so that's the least she did, was not able to campaign. But she does have some support still, and she's going to fight it out through Super Tuesday. Here's what Rama Darvey said on Fox News yesterday, cut 9.
Nikki is in this race for herself. The American people clearly do not want her as their candidate. So regardless of whether she stays in the race or not, President Trump had a huge win tonight. He obviously is the leader of our party, and he's the obvious leader for Michigan. You know, one thing that President Trump mentioned in his speech tonight was the auto workers. And you hear a lot from the mainstream media about the Muslim vote that Biden is losing. He's also losing the vote of our auto workers. They do not feel supported by Joe Biden's policies or his posture towards them and the Made in America manufacturing that is necessary for that state.
That's going to be key. You talk about the Muslim vote, sure, matters a lot in Michigan. But the auto workers matters more. And the union heads might be for Biden, but the workers feel differently. Sanders Smith is going to finish out the half hour with us. It's going to be a big show. The Democrats are now speaking. We'll bring you the latest.
Just when you thought BNT Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. BNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. BNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call BNT Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from BNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at BNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call BNT Satellite, 241-3474.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Fox News.
Getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I was proud today to walk in and pull a Democratic ballot and vote uncommitted. 74% of Democrats in Michigan support a ceasefire, yet President Biden is not hearing us. This is the way we can use our democracy to say, listen.
I don't know why she's in Congress, really to help the Palestinians. Usually should be helping America. Maybe I'm a little old-fashioned. That was Rashida Tlaib talking about getting 101,000 votes to non-committed to send a message to Joe Biden to stop supporting Israel. Sandra Smith is with us now, co-anchor of America Reports, helping out Bill Hemmer because Dana Perino's off this week. You can listen to Sandra from 1 to 3. Where she has told me confidentially, or actually not told me directly, but according to sources, she looks forward to my appearances more than anything else. Every Thursday.
That is fact, actually.
Right.
And by the way, commercial breaks today. Hemmer's onto this, like, live eagle's nest, like, webcam. And so at commercials, we were watching an
eagle.
Just
watching an eagle?
Yeah. And it was riveting. It was exciting.
What's the eagle doing?
Lovely morning. I think it was a mama bird sitting on her babies.
Really?
And so they're waiting for those babies to mature and take flight.
I mean, these kids and their internet. I always thought it would be good to talk to the co-anchor in the break. Maybe I'm a little old-fashioned with that.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. I think you're getting ready to do your show. You already did 2 hours of TV. You're going to do another 2 hours. Yesterday you did the five. And
love
of course
it.
You're working on Saturday, too, helping out in South Carolina. But, Sandra, just what Rashida Tlaib is proud. 101,000 votes. That's 13% of the vote. What kind of impact is that for you?
I mean, we talked to Mark Thiessen this morning, and he said this raises some serious red flags. And the Biden administration, obviously, this campaign is taking notice. That's why he had his ice cream cone moment, talking about a ceasefire. But quoting her directly, Rashida Tlaib, when 74% of Democrats in Michigan support a ceasefire, yet President Biden is not hearing us, this is the way we can use our democracy to say, listen. I mean, the uncommitted vote for Trump, right?
They're going to bring it to Chicago. And can you imagine demonstrating in front of the Democratic convention about Democrats and their stand for Israel, which most of the country supports Israel. I hate to tell you.
I don't know. My prediction on Chicago is that it's going to be a mess. Someone from that city, it is in shambles, Chicago. So for the DNC to be there considering this, it's going to be, I don't know. They're going to be over by the McCormick Center, and anybody listening who knows the layout of Chicago, you can clean it up around there. I mean, if you walked there right now, you'd see the crime and the trash and all that kind of stuff all
over
the streets. I was referencing actual trash, but you would definitely see a rising illegal immigrant population for sure. I mean, they have major problems. And then you've got a police force that has dwindled all these years, right? They said, no more police, cut them back. And now they've got a crime problem that's run out of control. So that is going to be a moment for the Democrats.
Well, I'll tell you, they have a mayor that's got 21% approval.
Yeah.
I mean, 21% approval, who is saying it's a terrible thing that the governor of Texas is sending illegal immigrants there, but they don't know. You know why the problem is with illegal immigration. The thing has changed so much, Sandra. It went from there's no problem to how dare you build a wall. What is this, the age of the Vikings? To 53% of the country want us to build a wall right now. And now it's the number one issue for Democrats, Republicans, and independents, according to Gallup.
I was looking at Chicago and the situation there. Remember they were taking over all the police precincts and how messy that got? So this is a good opportunity to bring up Fox News voter analysis. You saw it in Iowa, New Hampshire, latest South Carolina. I mean, it almost became unsurprising that immigration was topping the list of top concerns for voters facing the country today. It's no longer just the economy. That was number two in each of the three states. But it is now about immigration. And most of those Republicans responding do say they favor a border wall. This is all working in favor of Donald Trump and his reelection campaign.
Most Americans favor a border wall.
In the 2 o'clock hour today on our show, I reached out to this person last night. He was featured in the Los Angeles Times multiple occasions over the past decade. He lost his 25-year-old son in 2010 to a Honduras immigrant. He wrote me a letter last night responding to what we heard from the Democrat Congresswoman Porter, who said, you know, well, we can't just let this one instance, brutal killing of a 22-year-old university student down there in Georgia, we can't let this one instance shape our immigration policy. He's clearly outraged by that, and he is a big advocate for doing something about immigration and to not have crimes like this happen to anyone else's sons or daughters. So he's going to be coming on the program today.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty important, too. How about the fact that I did not know it? Athens is a sanctuary city, and it turns out this guy committed a crime in a sanctuary city, one of the reasons?
It's not a sanctuary city. It's not. The mayor says it's not, and he was never technically arrested. So while they do have some exceptions for, are you checking my work there? There's a lot of clarifications on that this morning. Aiden, do you have this here? It's a state law. They don't allow it. Although they do have some exceptions where if there is an arrest, then ICE can come in. But that wouldn't apply to the situation. Correct me if I'm wrong, Aiden, but it wouldn't apply to the situation because he was cited in the theft that he was charged with, right? But he was not arrested. So it gets really muddy. But I don't know if you were watching the mayor in Athens who stepped out this morning.
There was some screaming going on.
There was protest because residents showed up and said, you've got blood on your hands. This is a mayor who, why not come out and say, this is absolutely terrible what happened to this university student and the horror that these kids are now having to live through on their campus because of this brutal slaying. I'm going to do something about it. He then started talking about what he's done to increase the police force, how they're going to make the community safer. To me, as I had said to Hemmer when we were listening to that, this is putting Band-Aid on a problem. Why are we not talking about these illegal immigrants coming over the border? I mean, you look back at the things that this administration, Brian, we've been rolling tape.
Right.
The things that we were hearing from Kamala Harris. When these migrants, this migrant who killed that 22-year-old girl, was walking over the border, what were they saying? The border's secure, Mayorkas was saying in that moment.
Oh, yeah.
Kamala Harris was saying, we're doing more for immigration, you know, than any previous administration.
No one believes it.
They downplayed it. They ignored it. And meanwhile, these killers were walking over the border.
So this guy, Ibarra, who killed Lakin Riley, they say he blew off a court appearance for shoplifting. In December, he was arrested. He was arrested in Georgia on the October 27th. A bench warrant was issued for him. So he was arrested on the 27th. In December, December he was arrested. There was a bench warrant out for him already. And, you know, he got in trouble in New York. So he was in trouble in New York for driving around with a kid without a helmet on. Should have been detained for that, putting a child in danger. Then he leaves his wife, goes down to Georgia, hangs out with his brother, who was working in the cafeteria at University of Georgia, and somehow thought it was a great idea beat up a University of Georgia student and then kill her. And we don't know the details of it. But the question is, why is this guy here? And the fact is, you now have a mayor of New York who said, I really think it's time to modify the sanctuary city and let ICE work with our cops. A lot of times ICE should lead the cops and say, I got something on these guys that you don't have.
Yeah.
That's the way it used to work. Guy, you know that guy behind bars? It's worse than you think. With the neck tattoo? He's in a, and I'm going to take him. That's the way it used to be.
Bottom line, we're dealing with people who should never have been here in the first place.
Yeah.
They should never have been in the country in the first place. And this is an administration who's now only dealing with the problem because it's been become a major political headache as the president's running for re-election. And then the media coverage of the story, as a runner, I'm highly insulted by the media coverage that now we need to look at runners and the dangers of running early in the morning or at night. Like,
yeah.
We're supposed to change
yeah.
the way we live to adapt to these horrific policies that are leading to these stories that, as Bill Malugin put it, there's almost too many to report here. I mean, you've got the incident in Virginia, the assault of a minor, of an illegal immigrant there. You have the latest happening down there in Louisiana. This is just an awful, awful situation that seems to only be getting worse.
So, I mean, the President of the United States, there are issues that come to him. He's strong on this, obviously strong on this. So now you're going to have tomorrow in Brownsville, you're going to be probably on the air where the President of the United States is going to be in Brownsville, and then the former President of the United States is going to be in Eagle Pass. Why would he go to Brownsville? Only 12 people crossed Brownsville
yeah.
yesterday. 12. When it's bad, it's 100, 150.
Well, you know the answer to your question, right?
Why?
They can't go sit in the epicenter. They can't go where illegal immigrants are pouring over the border unlawfully.
If I wanted to solve the problem, I would.
We know that that's happening. Look, you know, now Democrats are going to say, oh, now they're complaining about where he's going to the border. It's important he goes to the border. He's going to the border. Does it change his policies? I don't know. I say roll tape on every Republican for years leading up to this moment who called on this administration to do something, for them to only say the border secure, the border is closed, the border is in a better condition than it was under Trump, to now be calling it a crisis and saying Republicans aren't doing anything about it.
Right. I want you to hear what Mayor Adams said about sanctuary cities. Cut 15.
New Yorkers have the right to be safe. And if you were to talk to the average New Yorker, I believe they will line up on the same side with me. That we should not be allowing people who are repeated committing crimes to remain here, and we cannot collaborate with ICE in the process.
Now, I feel that way. Do you feel that way?
Horrible.
Right.
Horrible. I mean, that we should have at our disposal the federal resources to get these people out of the country. I look at New York City and, like, it's bad. I mean, how often do you go by the Roosevelt Hotel?
Yeah, every day.
For anybody listening right now, I go by there every single day. All the restaurants and the businesses that are around there, they've had to close their doors.
You see the big story today about how much security we're paying? About these huge guys in elite security force in order to keep the migrants from beating each other up in the Roosevelt Hotel.
Yeah.
So that's huge money.
Oh, you can't walk by there. You cannot walk by there. I think you've probably heard me say this on my show. I stop on occasion and ask police, like, hey, what's going on here? You see all the scooters lined up. They're not lawfully owned. They're not registered. Cops say for the most part they're stolen. They're told not to do anything about it. They don't have the resources to track down who owns these. Are they, you know, are they illegally owned? But they're using them for the gig economy is what we're told.
Uber Eats, as they say.
Or... So this is that economic impact. Charles Payne keeps citing this. This is you cannot separate the immigration crisis from the economic crisis we're going through today. We are highly impacted as an economy by all these immigrants coming into these American cities.
The Washington Post has a story today about how this really helped the economy because we needed workers, and now I guess we're using those workers.
Oh.
And Senator Lankford has told me, too, there's Republicans out there who don't want to E-Verify. Because a lot of them in rural communities, they need to use these illegals because they can't get any workers. You have E-Verify, when they'll light up and says you don't belong here.
Mm.
So that's why we don't have E-Verify, because people looking out for their own. We should just pick up the pace on legal immigration. That would certainly help.
Well, the New York Times yesterday, I chewed on this with Larry Kudlow last night. The New York Times had a piece yesterday morning basically saying that, well, Trump doesn't have a plan to decrease inflation. In fact, his policies would increase prices in this country. One of the main reasons why? Because he would deport illegal immigrants. And that there would be a labor squeeze, and therefore that would push prices up. Can't make that up.
So I want you to hear what Kevin O'Leary said on primetime last night, just about what's going on with the crime, with the civil case, and what's happening in New York, Cut 20.
The competition of states started 5 years ago, when all of a sudden taxes and inefficiencies and poorly run jurisdictions started seeing people leave. And you can count San Francisco as one of those places. You can now count the state of California. You can count the 1,200 license plates that are changed into Florida from New York State every day. And so that's happening anyways before the migrant issue hit. The more successful states, like Tennessee, if you look at Nashville, it's the fastest growing city in America, have figured out a way to deliver goods and services on a very competitive basis. This is really about management. It actually is about management. Some cities are well managed, some states are well managed, and others are not. And now, post-pandemic, we have the competition of states. And I frankly think it's healthy.
It's healthy, and people leave in New York. And so they're going to up taxes because their tax base is leaving.
Yeah, and I know this has been a big discussion. Something we're not saying when we identify that trend that does continue is that the very people that are hurt the most by that are the people who can't flee. They don't have the money to pick up and move their family or put their kids into a different school or a private school in another place. And, you know, they're not as mobile. So the very people that this administration says they're out to help the most are being hurt the most by their ineffective policies.
America Reports co-anchor Sandra Smith is here for a few more minutes. She's on from 1 to 3 p.m. If you're watching on Fox Nation or looking on the app right now, are you going to be wearing the same outfit at 1?
I will change, actually.
You do?
Now that you just reminded me, I will change. And by the way, we'll have the Biden speech on crime, and we'll also get a KJP White House press briefing.
And maybe get something from the Hunter Biden behind closed doors testimony.
Very well could.
Back in a moment.
On the road to 2024. Is a Trump nomination just a Super Tuesday away?
Well, the numbers are far greater than we even anticipated.
I hope she'll drop out.
There's no reason for her to stay in.
You can't win a general election if you can't get 40% of Republican primary voters.
All eyes on Super Tuesday, right here on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. For Patriots, the trusted preparedness company is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one, $58 in free food. Go to freefood4.com. That's freefood4.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefood4.com now.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
We just released a battleground survey of Michigan. In 2016, Donald Trump won there by less than half a point. In 2020, Joe Biden won by less than 3 points. And it looks like this year could be another close one. Our Fox News survey of Michigan voters shows Trump up by 2 points over Biden in a head-to-head matchup. Trump gets 47%. That's the same as the vote percentage he received in 2020. Biden's at 45%, down 5 points from his vote 4 years ago. That's mainly because of drop-offs among some traditionally Democratic groups. Biden's numbers in the survey lag by 25 points among Black voters, and he's off pace by 12 points among those under age 45 and off by 8 points among women. At the same time, Trump is overperforming with those groups. See all of our battleground surveys at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nick Cannon, host of Tubi's new series, Nick Cannon's Big Drive.
I'm truly a car enthusiast. That's what it's all about. I mean, this has been a passion of mine for quite some time to have a car show because I'm such a car guy. Funny enough, the inspiration comes from another car enthusiast who interviewed me on his show, Jay Leno, came and checked out my car culture. And he was like, man, you should do the same type of show that I do, but for your generation. I was like, that's a great idea, Jay.
Was there one car that started it all?
I came up, you know, really paying my way to Hollywood as working in a auto mechanic shop. You know, I would learn to do brakes and change oil and detail vehicles to make enough money to drive to Hollywood to jump on stages. So, I mean, even probably before that, just the car culture of what hip-hop brought as well. So, you know, being a big fan of low riders and some of the dunks and muscle cars that we saw in, like, some of the cooler music videos.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What we saw, I think, was a rather embarrassing spectacle where the Republicans continued to belabor completely trivial points. They seemed to be obsessively focused on speakerphones and use of speakerphone. I did not know that that was the devil's technology, but apparently it is. I believe, based on this first hour, that this whole thing really has been a tremendous waste of our legislative time and the people's resources.
Right. So, of course, Hunter Biden behind closed doors. No one's going to bring up the $8 million from China. What exactly you got for that? Where your president actually met with one of those leaders and asked to be on the board. $6.5 million from Ukraine. You were actually brought in on a speakerphone with that, the former president of the United States, then vice president. $3.5 million for Russia entities, including the Moscow mayor, one of the few billionaires, oligarchs, who has not been sanctioned. I'm sure that didn't come up. And the $3 million from Romania, or the 12 trips in which you went with on the vice president, Air Force Two, and one did your own business deals. It seems like the president at some point had dinner, had conversations, or golfed with almost all of his business partners. Sandra Smith is here, co-anchor of America Report, starts at 1 o'clock. What about Jamie Raskin's comment stands out?
Yeah, and then AOC took to the microphones, called it a deep-sea fishing expedition. Look, I think the American public They deserve answers to this. After hearing Tony Bobulinski, you talk about Hunter's business partners. He testified that Joe Biden was involved in the business ventures. He also testified he personally met with him. Jonathan Turley said this. He said he's going to have this in this Hunter Biden in this deposition. He's going to have this disjointed position where he's going to insist that he was not just wasn't just selling his father's name, that he was the globe-trotting business genius. Well, tell us. That should be the question. Yeah. Kerry Kupac-Urban said that this morning. That should be the question. What did you do in exchange for this money? What expertise do you have? It's certainly not on energy.
Did you have a meeting? Did you fly on Air Force Two and do your own private business? Did your dad even know about that? You couldn't tell me it didn't come up. It didn't come up at all. It didn't come up at all in your conversation. But the president had a role here. And the other one is, and it was brought up in his opening comments, Sandra, one of his business partners in jail for 14 years, Devin Archer, another business partner, going to jail for shortly. And he says, well, that guy's, you know, this guy's going to jail and Bobulinski lied. Well, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You're the ones who brought them into our lives. I didn't come up and said, partner with these people.
Remember Biden saying, I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. He sort of changed the messaging that I have no knowledge of. Or vice versa. But there's a paper trail.
Sandra Smith, thanks so much.
Thanks.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by...
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRocher. Former President Trump continues to roll. He won the Republican caucuses in Idaho and Missouri Saturday and took all 39 delegates at the Michigan Party Convention. Meanwhile, journalist Josh Krasauer says President Biden's having trouble with college-age Democrats, as seen by the high percentage that voted uncommitted in the recent Michigan primary.
You know, he's in a no-win situation. That's part, the young voters have been part of the Democratic base, part of the Democratic coalition for quite some time. They really don't like Biden. They don't think he's left enough for them.
Krasauer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A senior U.S. official says Israel essentially has endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release. Now it's up to Hamas to agree to the deal. A senior Egyptian official says mediators Egypt and Qatar are expected to receive a response from Hamas during the talks set to resume Sunday in Cairo. Texas wildfires continue to wreak damage.
The Smokehouse Creek fire, which began Monday, may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas panhandle. That's according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says homeowners there have nothing left.
When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone, completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
The fire has burned about 1,700 square miles and killed two people, and the weather is not helping. The National Weather Service forecast for the weekend warns of strong winds, relatively low humidity, and dry conditions. I'm Shelley Adler.
Speaking of winds, a powerful blizzard that a meteorologist termed as bad as it gets howling in the Sierra Nevada mountains. A long stretch of Interstate 80 in Northern California and several ski resorts remain closed. Tens of thousands of homes in California and Nevada without power. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A Russian drone strike on the Ukrainian city of Odessa has killed at least 7 people.
Ukraine's state emergency service says 7 people are dead after parts of a Russian drone hit an apartment block in the southern port city of Odessa. It reports another 8 people are injured. The Ukrainian armed forces say air defenses shot down almost 15 Russian drones across various parts of the country. And in Russia, a drone crashed into an apartment building in St. Petersburg, according to state news agency RIA Novosti. They report 6 people received medical attention after the explosion, which rocked the building. I'm Mimi Matka.
The Royal House of Norway has an announcement. They said King Harald's been implanted with a temporary pacemaker at a hospital in Malaysia's resort island of Langkawi. Harald, who at 87 is Europe's oldest monarch, was being treated for an infection during a vacation this week. Breaking news at townhall.com. Cell phone use in school is becoming a big problem.
Kids are on their phones even when school rules forbid it. Teachers say they see students on Snapchat, listening to music, and even watching Netflix in class. Increasingly, educators are speaking on how to handle it, ban phones during classes. Leaders at the state and federal levels have begun endorsing school cell phone bans and suggesting new ways to curb access to the devices. Pushback has come from some parents who fear being cut off from their kids if there's a school emergency. John Scott reporting.
A measure Oregon lawmakers sent to the governor Friday would reinstate criminal penalties for possessing small amounts of some drugs. It's a step back from the Beaver State's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization law. Democrat Governor Tina Kotek, though, has indicated she is open to signing off on the bill. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top-growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious home-style options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I everybody. Brian Kilmeade here. So glad you're there. 1-866-408-7669. I come to you from Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. For all the wrong reasons, New York is now in the center of things again because of the illegal aliens that are all over this place. You have to see New York City. In many ways, it's come back. And in many ways, they've just their own worst enemy. And I'm talking about where if you go to 34th Street, there's Roosevelt Hotel. You see these illegal aliens just sitting outside, kids going to the subway. People are just hanging out there. They have nothing to do. They can't work because you can't come here and go get a job. So now they're getting credit cards and experimental programs. You have people subletting furniture stores with 45 beds, 300 a head, as they sit there, smoke pot, smoke cigarettes, and drink alcohol. And now we have murderers and criminals and robbers and shoplifters plaguing this city. And now you have people talking about getting rid of the sanctuary cities except for other people. I'm going to play all that. But now that story is pledged to Georgia because somebody was arrested in Georgia, murdered this Lakin Riley, who was just jogging out in the University of Georgia. And now we got both presidents talking about immigration because it is your number one issue. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This was a great deposition for us. It proved several bits of our evidence that we've been conducting throughout this investigation. But there are also some contradictory statements that I think need further review.
Hunter's World just got serious. The troubled first son says Joe didn't know anything about his business deals, but facts tell a different story. What was said and why the next stop will be in front of the cameras for Hunter.
Number two.
So it really comes down to official acts. And so the question that the Supreme Court actually granted cert for is to whether and to what extent a former president enjoys immunity for official acts in office. Former President Trump is saying that he enjoys immunity for all conduct as a president. And I think that's that real distinguishing factor is going to be what is an official conduct of the president and what is not.
Trump trials, pivotal week, amazing pro-Trump news. He gets the Supreme Court to take his immunity case, putting Jack Smith's push to quickly prosecute on hold. However, Trump lost his bid to lessen the $400 million bond he needs in the civil case in New York City. Plus, stunning news goes 45's way. And I'm talking about a financial windfall. You're not going to believe it.
Number one.
It's a crisis on the southern border, in Texas, in Arizona, and it's a crisis here in Midtown Manhattan. This is extended nationwide now.
Dueling appearances on the border. Locations chosen tell the story. Joe Biden of Brownsville, where there's almost nobody coming through, and Trump, Eagle Pass, where the action is. Pure politics instead of pure problem solving. Now suddenly a rash of murders, assaults, and robberies. Even at the administration talking about the need for ICE and cooperation with ICE, where it wasn't too long ago where the former senator from California, now vice president, was comparing ICE to Nazis. With us right now is Brett Baer, host of Special Report, getting set to do that, and also getting set for Super Tuesday coverage. Hey, Brett, welcome back.
Hi, Brian.
So I can't imagine what your week was last week. I mean, were you beyond tired? You go to Ukraine, the train rides, the buses, the planes. You come back, you do South Carolina coverage. Then you're hosting on Monday. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good little stretch there. Yeah, I definitely caught up on some sleep in the past few days. But the planes, trains, automobiles, armored car trip was interesting and worth it. I mean, the show turned out really interesting, and I think made some news. And Zelensky was his first interview on the front lines, and one in which he said he wants to keep on fighting, but didn't turn away the thought of a negotiating table if he's in the right position.
What was your impression of him physically?
I think he had a lot of energy. I mean, for a guy that's under siege, he was engaged. We followed him to a hospital in Kharkiv where he met with soldiers who had lost limbs, gave them medals, and, talked to them behind the scenes about how that is. You know, he says that emotionally it affects him sometimes. Sometimes he can power through, but, we were there and it wasn't set for TV. They didn't know we were coming. And the one guy says, Russia can take my leg, but they can't take my spirit and my soul. And, there's some heavy stuff happening there.
So he really needs weapons. And I know you're a news guy, and I'm here to report the story and talk about needs and let the – but it's impossible for me not to think every day that these people that deserve our support, they are a democracy. This is usually the biggest layup in my lifetime. Of course you support people who fight like lions, who are holding off an expanding dictatorship. What happened to this country? What happened to both parties on this? Number one, the ability to get it done. And number two, Republicans understand who the good guys are.
Yeah, it's a bit turned around as far as the old Reagan Republicans, and there's a different sense now. And I think that, you know, it's a legitimate argument to worry about money going to pay for pensions or to pay for Ukrainian farmers when U.S. farmers are not getting a farm bill. Those are all legitimate things. But if you look at the number one percentage of money that goes to Ukraine, it's overwhelmingly for weapons and ammunition. And then a part of that money goes actually to U.S. defense industry, factories that are helping get jobs and money into red states primarily. So a lot of it seems not talked about the right way. And I think critics of the fact that it hasn't gotten through blame President Biden. I mean, he has not used the bully pulpit to his effect at all.
I mean, General Keane tells the better story. Lindsey Graham makes the better case. Or as Congressman Joe Wilson, whose four sons serve in the military, he talks about it. Like, this is pretty obvious. And if you look at a map, which you do, you see the fact that they have not left Georgia in 2008. You see the fact that they're still in those so-called breakaway provinces in Georgia and that they're trying to infiltrate their elections to get a pro-Russian leader in Georgia. And now you see in Moldova, they already had talking about two breakaway republics in New Georgia. They're pro-Russian, making believe as if they are being held hostage by the Moldovan regime. And now you know what they did in Ukraine. They take Crimea, they take the Donbass region, and now they want more. Why does anybody think they're going to stop?
I don't know. I mean, the history says something different. And obviously, Putin's words when he started this say something different. And if you talk to anybody who has dealt with the inside of Russian leadership, they all say that he has a vision of the old Soviet Union and getting the old band back together. So, you know, there is a lot of skepticism, even if you got to a negotiating table, if they would hold, if there would be a freeze. We haven't really lived up to our end of the bargain historically there. I mean, we promised Ukraine in 1994, after they gave us their thousands of nukes, that we would have a security agreement, the U.S., U.K., and Russia. Obviously, Russia, turned their back on that. But we should remember all these things, you know, in the world picture. When we promised the Kurds security, we didn't. And, they have implications long term if we don't keep our word.
And that was Donald Trump when he pulled back securing the Kurds after they fought so brilliantly against ISIS. I know what you're talking about. Let's talk to about the Trump court cases. First off, what about this story that the parent company that owns Truth Social is about to be sold and it's going to bring Donald Trump up to $4 billion? Have you seen this?
Yeah, and it's all happening. The SEC, you know, moved forward with that rule and said that it could happen. So that's a big windfall. But he may need it if he's going to pay off all these bonds that some of these court cases are bringing.
You're talking about $400. He said, "I can't get the $400 million." He said, "What about $100 million?" And they said, "No." The other story would be what's happening with the court cases. And yesterday it was ruled that the Supreme Court will hear the immunity case. Here's Jonathan Turley on what this means for the president and his political fortunes. Cut 17.
Let's assume for a second that they rule for Smith and they send back what's called the mandate to the district court for the trial to go forward. If that happens in June, the trial judge has to get through pretrial motions that could take easily a couple of months. Then the trial itself can take 3 months. If you do that, you're getting awfully close to the election. And the Department of Justice has long had a rule not to have elections within a couple of, trials within a couple of months of elections. Even though Jack Smith has been given a lot of discretion, that policy rests with Maine Justice. And I think the Attorney General himself really should sign off on departing from that policy. So there's a lot of questions here, but Jack Smith is seeing a loss of calendar space. And for him, it's significant. Every day he loses, it reduces the likelihood that he can get a trial through before the election.
But you know how things go, Brett. This is going to go down to everything going playing out to maybe September. And then September, let's go. Wait, it's only 3 months away, 2 months away. What is that unwritten rule? That's what this could come down to.
Well, you know, we went through it before with James Comey and the emails and how close that was. That was July. So that had an impact on the election with Hillary Clinton.
We had no trial.
No trial, that's right. And the trial would be a whole different ballgame. And brought by a special counsel through the Justice Department, you know, so I think that's a different ballgame. And Jonathan's right. I think in the big picture, I don't know how it all moves forward ahead of the election. You know, you have to go through this process. And, you know, the appellate court tried to fast track it, tried to say, no, you can't appeal to the en banc, the entire group of appellate judges. You can't do that. You have 7 days and you've got to file with the Supreme Court. That was kind of historic for that to happen. But they did it. And then the Supreme Court took it up. But there's no sense that the Supreme Court is going to race to next week make a decision. They're going to, you know, hear arguments. They're going to move forward. And if it happens in June, Jonathan's right. It's going to push right up against November.
So what do you think of the documents case? I understand the Miami judge who Trump appointed is looking at it. But they tell me that's going to take the longest because you have to give everyone the highest security clearance in order to look at the documents that are going to be used as evidence against the former president. So how do you get all these people to go through, and it's going to be literally a million documents, right?
Yeah, it's insane. And listen, you can make the case that all of this stuff is lined up, and it's easier to make the case that, like the former president and his allies do, that this is designed to take him down and not a specific charge in each one, that it's collectively an effort to politically take him down. But what's happening is the process you have to go through takes time. And if it pushes up against the election, it's like a race against time. So we have the election and we have the legal process, and it's all racing together. And, you know, it's like two trains on a track.
We'll see what happens there. And the Georgia case, you still live there. The Fulton County case, we understand that maybe by Monday is the judge going to give us an idea. Also, have they decided yet? I might have missed it on if those text messages and geolocators are going to be entered in as evidence that these two had a relationship going on before this indictment was offered?
He hasn't had a decision on that. It's coming probably, I mean, maybe this week. And, you're looking at next week, and that case seems like it's falling apart. It really does. And, you know, it's a RICO case, and the ties to not only the relationship here and what this was all about, but also how the White House figures into it is another part of the story. So I think of the cases, Manhattan's probably the weakest, but that's the shakiest as far as where it stands.
Absolutely. And lastly, Hunter Biden. Here's what James Comer said came out of it yesterday, Cut 24.
This was a great deposition for us. It proved several bits of our evidence that we've been conducting throughout this investigation. But there are also some contradictory statements that I think need further review.
Josh Moskowitz wants to hear this. Cut 27.
I think my colleagues and I are witnessing the death of the fake, faux, frivolous Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. In fact,
And the fake, faux, but you have the Hunter Biden making international business deals, referring in text messages his dad is sitting next to him, confirming that his dad was at meetings, whether it was on speakerphone or actually at restaurants. And you have bank records that have been taken up, so they'd have no explanation. I don't think this is done, but what does it tell you that the Republicans want Hunter Biden on camera now to testify in public?
Because he must have said something behind the scenes that that perked their interest as far as getting it on camera. You have this FBI informant that now is charged, and I think that that's a big thing in this case. But you also have Tony Bobulinski on, under oath, saying what he said. And I just don't buy the whole there's no there there. Obviously, there's there there, and it doesn't look good no matter what you look at it politically. But as far as the legal side of it, I think that's what we're waiting to see. And I think the longer this goes on without that aha moment, it becomes tougher for Republicans. But it's still in the process.
All right, who do you have tonight?
Tonight, listen, we're following all these stories that the breaking stories yesterday were crazy. You know, just 5 minutes before, we had the Supreme Court. We had Mitch McConnell stepping down. So tonight we've got a Common Ground segment on AI, which should be interesting with Democrats and Republicans.
I like when you bring people together. Brett Baer, thanks so much. Great job.
All right, we'll see you.
Go get him. 1-866-408-7669. We got a big hour coming your way. Hope to get your calls. We're still monitoring the Secretary of Defense on Capitol Hill trying to explain his disappearance. And we have the former president and president going to the border. Besides that, not much going on.
Hear the ins and outs of the 2024 election right here. The Brian Kilmeade Show.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. For Patriots, the Trusted Preparedness Company is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one, $58 in free food. Go to freefood4.com. That's freefood4.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefood4.com now.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think you could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text POWER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text POWER to 42424. That's POWER to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. A 1992 cold case is getting a big break. Authorities in Allen County, Indiana, finally identifying a pregnant woman who was found dead in a basement, thanks to forensic genetic genealogy and DNA from the victim's father. Over 30 years after the body was discovered in northeastern Indiana, authorities have ID'd the woman as Tabitha Ann Merlin, who was in her second trimester. Merlin's decomposed body was found wrapped in a blanket by a construction worker in a flooded basement who was working a renovation in Fort Wayne. Authorities were unable to identify the body at the time, but decided in 2016 to try again, exhuming her body the next year to collect DNA samples for analysis. The cause and manner of the death have still not been determined, and the investigation into it continues. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is
House Call for Health. A troubling update from the CDC on patients who've had COVID-19. A new study finds COVID patients are at least four times more likely to develop chronic fatigue than those who've not been infected. Researchers following more than 4,000 adults for nearly a year after their COVID-19 infections, they compared their results to a separate pool of adults who did not have a COVID infection. They found 9% of COVID patients developed fatigue after infection, and that such patients were more than four times likely to develop chronic fatigue. Among those who developed fatigue, 25% were hospitalized for COVID. Only about half, 13% of those who did not develop it, were hospitalized for COVID. Women and older adults were also more susceptible. The CDC recently estimated more than 3 million adults suffered from a fatigue diagnosis between 2021 and 2022. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks. Some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We had 250,000 apprehensions in 1 month. My second year in office, we had 315,000 apprehensions in all of the year, 2015. Mm. Just for some perspective here, I understand the numbers have dropped a bit of late, but longer term, big picture, this is a hemispheric shift. Right. Northward. It's a crisis on multiple levels in multiple places.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson under President Obama, he did the job 4 or 5 years. He sees it as alarming. Tom, you're listening in Tyler, Texas. Well, that's where the action is. What's your reaction to both former and current president coming down to your state?
Well, like they said, Biden's going to Brownsville, just political. But I think Trump will have a lot to say down there in Eagle Pass.
And he's going to be able to see what the city did. He's going to see what your governor did, making their own fence, telling the Border Patrol, guys, I got this. It's not working. And stopped it.
Everybody knows that's not true. You know, everybody. And Governor Abbott's the first one that used the Constitution to say we were being invaded. And he's using it. And I don't see why the other governors can't use that also, because it's already out of control. It's getting worse. And they're just bringing the problems from their country here.
But Tom, I'll tell you what. The problem is you had a Democratic governor in Arizona, as well as one in California, that won't admit the problem because it hurts President Biden. But what about us? What about focusing on us? This is not just a matter of crime. These are murderers in some cases.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I caution against conflating immigration and crime. The data demonstrates that the two are not connected. There's been no legislation from this government This has created sanctuary cities.
You're a liar.
We're here to listen.
Liar. You're
It'll be time
a liar.
For questions.
You're a guilty and got blood on your head.
While 2019 was not that long ago, you might remember the dynamic we were living in the late teens in this country, where you had the President of the United States speaking in the most vile terms about people who were foreign-born. And you had that notion metastasizing in places like Charlottesville.
This is an invasion!
That is the crazy and ridiculous press conference caused by Athens Mayor Kelly Gertz, who was trying to explain to everyone that they basically set up a sanctuary city that was unconstitutional for that state in Georgia that allowed ICE to just be stiff-armed and got the Heisman while let people run rampant. And then it turns out that is part of the reason that I believe that nursing student was killed, murdered brutally, running outside the University of Georgia. That horror is brought home by Mary Catherine Hamm. She actually went there as a student and is talking about that now as we try to monitor two separate events, one with President Biden going to Brownsville right now today in Texas to see the immigration problem. Griff Jenkins just tweeted out they just got 100 people just surge across the border there, but it's pretty quiet. And then in Eagle Pass, where the governor of Texas has taken it upon himself to make up his own makeshift wall because this president won't build it. Mary Catherine Hamm joins us now. She's also an OutKick columnist. Mary, welcome back.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
So were your thoughts about what we all saw, the horror of that murder at the University of Georgia?
Yeah, so this one hits a little closer to home for me. I was just with a group of UGA students last week doing an alumni event, so I've checked in with some of them. They're obviously having a tough time. There was another student who died by suicide the same week as Lakin Riley was stolen from her family and friends. So tough time there at the moment. I used to run that trail every week of my college career. My lacrosse team practiced on those fields. I know exactly where she was found, and it felt like a safe place. The reason it felt like a safe place is because there hasn't been a homicide on the University of Georgia campus for 30 years. And so people are right to wonder. By the way, there was a mugging at gunpoint on campus just 2 weeks ago as well. So people are right to wonder whether their local government is interested in keeping them safe. So they have this press conference to ask their local government representatives, hey, what's going on? What are we doing about this, right? Because we're concerned. Parents are concerned. Students are concerned. People who've lost a friend are concerned. And this guy comes out, and the mayor of this city literally tells people that his priority is worrying about vitriol from American citizens toward illegal immigrants, not violent actions toward American citizens. Like, he literally says he needs to keep them safe from vitriol. Second or third order priority is the actual safety of his own citizens. I mean, it is wild. He's speaking very professorially, but he's saying insane things. And the people of Athens are right to be angry about this. And by the way, and I think your audience will understand this comparison, him saying that this is not technically a sanctuary city because the state of Georgia doesn't allow us to be a sanctuary city is like Randy Weingarten saying she did everything to get schools open. Right.
Same thing.
You can say that, but all the priorities, all the policies that you have stated on tape, the mayor's on tape saying it, the DA is on tape saying it, the sheriff is on tape saying it. The DA got elected based on saying that she would be concerned about the collateral consequences of arresting undocumented immigrants when they came under her watch. Right. Well, the collateral damage now is a young woman's life who doesn't get to live past college like I have. I've had so many years of memories. Her family loses out on that. She loses out on that. Her friends lose out on that. And this guy is talking about how Trump and rhetoric from 2019 keep him from doing his job. It's wild.
And unacceptable. And by the way, the President of the United States ignores the whole thing, does not bring up Lakin Riley's name or talk about the death at the hands of an illegal immigrant that already committed crimes in New York and just took off to Georgia afterwards. So he does not bring that up at all, but he talks about the reduction in crime. To me, that's unacceptable. I want you to hear from what this Athens, Georgia's resident and father of five had to say last night about the mayor of Athens. He's a resident there. Cut 13.
This mayor is a left-wing nut job into wokeism. This mayor has violated his oath of office. He is supposed to protect Athenians, citizens of Athens, not protect illegal criminal aliens. And by the way, they're not illegal immigrants. Immigrants are people who come here legally. These are criminal illegal aliens. I was mad and upset over this senseless murder. To my surprise, there were a lot of supporters. I didn't know them at all. We met for the first time, and they spoke up with me. And the reporters were pretty not abrasive against me.
So, I mean, this goes across party lines. You have in New York City now a Democratic mayor saying we got to change the way we approach sanctuary cities. Now the White House put out a statement saying we're calling for more cooperation with ICE. Think about how far we've come and what it's taken to get some logic into government.
Well, and again, that's what's terrible about this, is that it takes escalating to murder and rape, hugely violent, awful crimes, to get people who are in power in these Democratic-run cities to actually do reasonable things. These are very reasonable things. That's why that man is surprised that the reporters just sort of echoed his concerns in question form. But it's because it's a very rational thing to be concerned about people's safety in this particular situation, right? So the reporter's like, yeah, like, what are you going to do about this? It's so sad that it has to escalate to this, because this is their function. The function of a government is to let you live safely, to pursue your own liberty, right? Your own citizens. And people ask this man at this press conference, this mayor, are you interested in that? And he's like, no, I'm interested actually in protecting illegal immigrants from you. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, and I'm worried about Charlottesville. Incredible.
Yeah,
still holding
on to backlash.
Right.
The backlash.
So Mary Catherine Hamm, our guest. So, Mary Catherine, as you know, this mayor says, you know, it's time to reform some sanctuary cities. ICE has got to be able to cooperate and inform us. Not the massive thing that you and I would do, but it shows a change, I think.
Yeah.
So this Adrian Adams is a speaker in New York City Council. They are the left of left-wingers. Listen to her when asked if you're going to respond to the mayor's request. Cut 11.
We are not considering laws, changes to laws. These laws have been in effect for decades. We believe in them. We also feel that public safety, of course, is of utmost importance. But when we start refuting back to times where migrants, immigrants feel threatened, we don't just have one ball of wax. We have an entire picture of a scenario, of a situation. And if the council were to change things, it would impact more people, I believe, negatively than a small fraction of what we are looking at right now as far as this scenario is concerned.
Do you believe this guy, this clown?
I'm not even sure what she's saying.
But she's saying that I'm worried that just because there's a few criminals, it doesn't mean that we want to open up other people to be deported because they're just here illegally.
This is their calculation. And so when American citizens go, it feels like you care more about illegal immigrants than you do about me. They're correct. That's what they're saying out loud. One of my favorite moments from the pandemic that sort of like threw me for a loop was when LAUSD public school teachers went to shelters to teach illegal immigrant children in person when they wouldn't go back in the classrooms. And I was like, there it is. That is the crystallization of liberal policies. Right? No, we will serve them in person, but American citizens, we can't have anything to do with that. We can't have anything to do with that. That's their priority, and people should notice that.
So that's so much, I think, of the things we're discussing now, unlike different times when I've spoken to you, different opinions on Obamacare, you know, different opinions on the surge in Iraq. You know, okay, I can get both sides of it. Some of the stuff we're arguing about is so idiotic, and it's an absence of logic. I mean, little things like, am I really talking about women play men who call themselves women playing against women in sports? Am I really talking about a Vermont team that refuses to play against a transgender male because they're afraid their people are going to get hurt and them getting suspended? Am I really talking about turning over hotels to illegal immigrants while denying people their basic services in overflowing classrooms? I mean, these are the easiest answers ever. It's an open book test. and nobody wants to open the book.
It's true. And I find myself reacting and trying to react in, like, a mature fashion and to intellectually address these concerns. But sometimes I'm just like, y'all are acting crazy. Y'all are acting very, very crazy. And I don't know how to address it. And this is one of those situations. I would also note on Twitter the not small amount of support for a man self-immolating for a cause, which I felt was like, oh, we're really going down an unhealthy path here, guys.
Well, I think you should back up a little bit.
I don't know how to relate to that.
So you're talking about a unbalanced soldier who lit himself on fire because of the war in Gaza, right?
Yes.
And then Tom Cotton is trying to find out, how is this guy able to serve? He was a left-wing right. nut job to begin with, and who the hell would ever light himself on fire? And in America, for Gazans, with some of the same lunatics on campus. So that's who you're referring to.
Yeah, and then after that, but actually to my surprise, I think I can't be surprised, and then I'm surprised, Brian. I log on to Twitter, or X as they call it now, and there are like certain lefty activists, not like prominent people, saying this man's act was one of courage. This is what living your values looks like. And I was like, no, that's what dying your values looks like, and we should not be valuing that. But this is a mindset that has crept in for some people who are considered thought leaders in this country, and that is a thing that I can't relate to at all. I look at that argument and I go, this is disturbing to me. That's disturbing.
So I want to bring you back. We had Jay Johnson on the couch today, who's relatively even a logical thinker from the Obama years. Now, whatever you think about Barack Obama, his policies were light years better than Joe Biden's. And I asked him this question right at the end before we let him go.
President Obama have ever allowed it to get this bad?
President Obama, I mean, of course, that was a different times 10 years ago. He did not mind, to a point, I think, the aggravation we'd get for strict enforcement, because we all saw at the time this was the path to fixing the system overall.
So you heard that long pause. So I'm not even dealing with Democrat or Republican, like how much of the wall you should build and what would should be look like, you know. So we're dealing with, we let everybody in for whatever reason, and we just catch and release, and there's no facilities, and NGOs are financed with our taxpayer dollars, and all hell is broken loose. He's even saying, he's doing everything he can not to say Joe Biden totally has let the back door open.
Look, I think the reason Obama didn't let it get this far is because he's a smarter political creature. Like, do I think that the lefty movement that backed Barack Obama, and Barack Obama probably himself, believe that open borders is basically a societal good? Yeah, but he's a political creature who was like, well, I can't let it get too bad because I gotta deal in the real world, right? And now we're living out the vision. This is the vision that, like, much of the left has had in its hearts, that we would just open it up, and there would be, look, I used to be a moderate on immigration. Yep. They turned me into a hawk, Brian.
I know.
I am a hawk now.
Same with me.
It's like, y'all didn't have to go here, but you lost me. I could be for a dreamer situation where we show some sympathy and empathy for people who came here before they were of age. I gotcha. Nope. I'm in a different place now because you guys let the floodgates open. This is chaos. Not having some sort of order is not something I can sign on for.
I hear you.
Tons of people who agree.
Remember when President Trump said, when he came down the escalator, got to build a big wall, you know? They're not sending us their best. This is what he's talking about.
No,
Venezuela emptied their prisons.
I know. It's a real thing. Look, I want to be rational about it and, of course, say that every person who comes across the border is not going to commit a violent crime. But when they are coming across in millions, unvetted, when many of them are military-aged men who do not have jobs, that becomes a problem because that demographic is more likely to commit violent crime, and we're seeing it, right? So I would like to, like, redo the statistics that people like that mayor always refer to and say, like, these are not related at all. And I'd like to get an update on those, because I think they're becoming more related because you have changed the profile of the people coming into the country and the number of people coming into the country.
I hear you. Mary Catherine Hem is going to be interesting. What do you expect to come out, before I let you go, of these dual meetings with the press at the border today?
Some assault on the English language by Joe Biden is always to be expected. See a lot of mumbling. I don't know. I don't think he's going to learn anything down there. I think this is an attempt, because he knows everything. He can be briefed on all of this. I think this is an attempt to lay at Republicans' feet, like unbelievably, that we have a problem at the border, when he could solve it with executive actions that he removed after he came into office, because they're just governing in opposition to Trump policies, which is not a smart thing to do, especially on the border. He could have had a better situation, but I think he wants this one.
I hear you. Mary Catherine Hamm, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. That's some of the insight. We're going to finish up with some final thoughts for this hour. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
During Omaha Steaks' semi-annual sale, get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites. At omahasteaks.com/sizzle, load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half price. Plus, get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers on select packages at omahasteaks.com/sizzle. Endless possibilities, endless flavor and value. Visit omahasteaks.com/sizzle and get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers with select packages during the semi-annual sale today.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Ah, winter, with its cold, dry air causing that not-so-nice winter nose feeling. Thankfully, you don't have to wait for warmer weather to clear sinus congestion and send winter nose packing. All you need is Navage Nasal Care. Navage helps soothe the inflamed nasal passages that are often part of colds and infections. It flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your sinuses to give you the soothing moisture you need. Navage also sucks out the other irritants trapped in your nose, viruses, dust, bacteria, and germs too. Winter might feel like it drags on forever, but Navage works quickly, helping you breathe more clearly in just 30 seconds. No decongestants required. Navage is a drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Get Navage today and make winter a little more bearable. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance, but people still accuse me of it.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
I feel for their families, and I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. However, I'll complete my job. My colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November, and they take the helm next January. It's time for the next generation of leadership.
So that is with that, Mitch McConnell steps aside. I think a few things have to go into this. Number one, he is having huge health issues. Number two is he's not on board with Donald Trump, but to his credit, he's politically savvy and says, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to support the nominee, whoever it is. He also knows, too, that Donald Trump insulted his wife. That's the problem, who left and criticized him after January 6th. So that's the issue. So he can never really say Donald Trump, let's bygones be bygones, unless he apologizes to his wife, I think. Anyway, I don't care what side you take on that. So it comes to an end. So with him, he's going to finish out his 6 years. Another thing to give Mitch McConnell credit for, he knows, too, that if he steps aside, a Democratic governor is going to appoint his replacement, making it tougher for Republicans to get the Senate. Guy likes working. So he stays in there. They get the majority, which is going to happen, I think. If you look at what's happened in Montana, they got a legitimate shot with Mike Rogers in Michigan. And then you got Jim Justice in West Virginia. I mean, now you have Larry Hogan with a solid shot in Maryland. Who knows? I think Dave McCormick's a great candidate in Pennsylvania. So Mitch McConnell's not going to, you know, kick the Senate to the curb and say, okay, I'm done, even though I'm 82. Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.